This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Thursday evening, February 18, 1964, at the Elliott Auditorium in Tulare, California, USA. Lumbigo ngomfowethu William Marion Branham wachunyayelwa okokuqala ngesilungu ngolwesine ntambama hlolanja 13, 1964. E-Elliott Auditorium eTulare, California, USA.
St. John, 11th chapter, beginning with the 18th verse, I wish to read.
UJohane ongcwele isahluko 11, kuqala ngendima 18, ngizathanda ukubala.
Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother.
Manje iBethany yayiseduze leJerusalem, phose amafalongu angamachumi lamahlanu, futhi abanenge amaJuda beza kuMaritha loMaria ukuba khalela ngomne wabo.
Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house.
Ngakho uMaritha esezwe ukuthi uJesu uyeza, waphuma wayamhlangabeza, kodwa uMaria wahlala endlini.
Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask God, God will give it thee.
Khona wasesithi uMaritha kuJesu, Nkosi, aluba ubukhona, umne wethu ngabe kafanga. Kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi loba kathesi, loba yini ongakucela uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uzakunika khona.
Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
UJesu wathi kuye, umne wenu uzakuvuka njalo. UMaritha wathi kuye, ngiyakwazi ukuthi uzakuvuka ekuvukeni ngosuku lokugcina.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
UJesu wathi kuye, mina ngiyikuvuka lokuphila. Lo okholwa kimi loba efile, kodwa uyakuphila. Futhi lalo ophilayo njalo akholwe yimi kasozafe, uyakukholwa lokho na?
She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Watch that.
Wathi kuye, yebo Nkosi, ngiyakholwa ukuthi wena unguKristu, indodana kaNkulunkulu, obeza kuza emhlabeni. Futhi khangela lokho.
Then when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. Let us pray.
Ngakho ke esechilo njalo, wasuka wahamba, wabiza uMaria udadewabo ensitha, esithi, Inkosi sibuyile, futhi yakubiza, asikhuleke nini.
Heavenly Father, confirm those words to our hearts tonight. As we wait on thee now, thy word, thy servant, and the text is all committed to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated.
Baba osezulwini, qinisa lawo mazwi enhlizweni zethu ngalobo busuku lapho silindela kuwe manje elizwi lakho, inceku yakho, njalo lombhalo konke kunikelwe kuwe ebizweni lika Jesu Christu. Amen. Lingahlala phansi.
My purpose of being here is to try to help the people of God, not in so much as to pray, lay hands upon the sick, but that they might recognize Jesus Christ in our midst, the Son of God in our midst. We are speaking tonight on this subject, then Jesus came, called.
Injongo yami ukuba lapha ikuzama ukunceda abantu bakaNkulunkulu. Hathi kangako ukuthandaza, futhi ngibeke izandla phezu kwabagulayo, kodwa ukuze bananzelele uJesu Kristu phakathi kwethu, indodana kaNkulunkulu phakathi kwethu. Sikhuluma ngalobo busuku ngesifundo leso. Ngakho uJesu wabuya futhi wabiza.
Now, on this time that we're speaking of, it was a very sad time. If you ever read the story in the life of our Lord, we find out that he was a great friend to this boy, Lazarus.
Manje kulesi sikhathi esikhuluma ngaso, kwakuyisikhathi sokudana okukhulu. Nxa wake wabala indaba ngempilo yenkosi yethu, sithola ukuthi wayengumngane omkhulu walumfana, uLazaro.
He was after the going away of Joseph, or he left and come and live with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, and they were great friends. He was like a pastor to them, a real friend.
Waye ngemva kokuhamba kukaJoseph, kumbe wasuka njalo wazohlala loMaritha, uMaria loLazaro, futhi babe ngabangane abakhulu, babe waye njengomalusi kubo, oqotho umngane.
And made him little things to wear, a coat to wear, I believe he claimed, and his wool throughout without a seam, and then they had done things for him because they believed in him.
Futhi bamenzela yena into ezincane ukuba agqoke ijazi lokugqoka, ngiyakholwa bayatsho njalo lalithungwe lathutsha lingelamphetho, futhi ke babemenzele izinto yena ngoba babemkholwa yena.
It was they believed and had seen that they left the church and so forth to follow him. That was a great thing in that day, which even the penalty of it could be death to go away from it.
Kwakuyibo babekholiwe futhi bebonile lokho, babechiye ibandla lokunjalo ukuze bamlandele yena, futhi lokho kwakuyinto enkulu kulolo suku, okokuthi isijeziso sakho kwakungaba yikufa ukusuka kukho.
But Jesus, this fellow that was going around, as they claimed, tearing up their churches and saying evil thing about their priest and so forth, he had done a great harm to them, they thought.
Kodwa uJesu lujaha owayehamba ebhoda njengoba babesitsho, edabula amabandla abo njalo ekhuluma okubi ngompristi wabo lokunjalo, yena wayeyenze ukulimaza okukhulu kubo, bacabanga.
And to even confessing would been to be put out of the synagogues. And then if you're out from the church, they thought you had no chance for redemption.
Futhi ukuthi nje umvume yena kwakuzabe yiku ukuxotshwa emasinagogeni, futhi ke nxa usuphuma ebandleni babecabanga ukuthi wawungela thuba lokuhlengwa.
If you didn't belong to one of their sect like Pharisee, Sadducee or something, there was no redemption if you was outside of that.
Nga wawungasilunga lelinye lamaqula abo njengo mfarisii msadusii kumbe okunye, kwakungela kuhlengwa nxa wawuphandle kwalokho.
And if they had the right, the keys, and they could just kick you out if they wanted to, that was their own sin. No wonder Jesus said, you by your tradition has made the word of God of no effect.
Futhi nxa babelilungelo amakhiye, futhi babekukhahlelela phandle nxa babefuna lokho, kwakungumutsho wabo. Akumangalisi uJesu wathi, lina ngemkhuba yenu lenze ilizwi likaNkulunkulu labayize bona.
And that's repeated again, because we all know history repeats itself ever so often. And it's sad to say, but it was prophesied to repeat, and it has done it again.
Futhi manje sekuphindile njalo, ngoba sonke siyakwazi imbali iyaziphinda kanenge. Futhi kuyadanisa ukutsho, kodwa kwaprofetwa ukuphindakala, njalo sokwenzakele njalo.
We find that Jesus wasn't well thought of. Many times people want to judge the man who doesn't agree with them. We're not to do that. We can disagree with one another, yet be friendly.
Sithola ukuthi uJesu wayengacatshangwa kuhle ngaye. Isikhathi eziningi abantu bayathanda ukwahlulela umuntu ongavumelani labo. Akumelanga senze lokho. Singabe singavumelani omunye lomunye kodwa sibe lobungani.
If I couldn't disagree with the man and still love him and pray for him and disagree with him upon the basis of the scripture and for better enlightenment, then I won't say nothing to him.
Nga ngingeke ngivumelana lomuntu futhi ngilokho ngimthanda njalo ngimthandazela futhi ngingavumelani laye phezu kwesisekelo sombhalo futhi ukuze ngikhanyiselwe okungcono ngakho angisoze ngitsho lutho kuye.
I always want to disagree with him friendly because I love him and I certainly don't want him to be lost and he should do the same thing with me. We don't want to be lost.
Ngihlezi ngifuna ukungavumelani laye okulobungani ngoba ngiyamthanda futhi ngeqiniso angifuni yena alahleke futhi laye kumele enze into inye lami kasifuni ukulahleka.
We must base our thoughts upon what the Word says. Let the Word be true. Yes. Not our creed or what our thoughts, but what He says. No private interpretation, just what the Word said.
Futhi kumele sisekele imicabango yethu phezu kokuthi ilizwi lithini. Yekela ilizwi libe liqiniso. Hathi isivumokholo sethu kumbe ukutsho imicabango yethu, kodwa lokho yena akuthoyo. Kungela kuhumusha ngesitha kuphela.
The other night I did something and seemed sacrilegious almost. I believe it was at a ministerial breakfast in the morning. I put Jesus on a trial. I said, just as they did then, so do they do today. Maybe it'd be good if I repeat it just for a moment, if we have the time.
Ngobunye ubusuku ngenza into ethile njalo kwangani phose akulanhlonipho ngiyakholwa kwakuse kudleni kwakuseni kwabafundisi ngenye ekuseni ngabeka uJesu emthethwandaba ngathi njengoba benza ngaleso sikhathi ngakho bayakwenza lamhlanje mhlawumbe kungaba kuhle nxa ngingakuphinda okwesikhatshana nxa selesikhathi.
Now I said today we find out that in Luther's Reformation he in the time of that he said the just shall live by faith, the man that believes he, that's got it, but we found out many of them said they believed and didn't have it.
Manje ngathi namhlanje sifumana ukuba enguqukweni kaLuthela wa ngesikhathi salokho wathi abalungileyo bayakuphila ngokukholwa umuntu okholwayo yena ulakho khona kodwa abanengi babo bathi bayakholwa futhi bengelakho khona.
In the days of John Wesley, if they got the second blessing, they call it sanctification, entire sanctification, they got happy and shouted, everybody shouted had it, but they found out they didn't have it. A lot of them shouted and didn't have it.
Ezinsukwini zika John Wesley, nxa bathola isibusiso sesibili, babe sibiza ngokuthi ukuhlanjululwa okugcweleyo, bathokoza bamemeza. Wonke omemezayo wayelakho khona, kodwa bafumana ukuthi babengelakho. Iningi labo lamemeza futhi babengelakho.
The days of Pentecost, it said, now the restoration of the gifts has come, the baptism of the Spirit. He that speaks in tongues has got it. We find out that many spoke in tongues and didn't have it.
Ensukwini ze Pentecost, bathi, manje ukubuyiselwa kwezipho sokubuyile, ubhaphathizo kamoya, lo okhuluma ngendimi ulakho khona. Sithola ukuthi abanenge bakhuluma ngendimi futhi bengelakho khona.
So, they say, well, the fruit of the Spirit, that's what it is. Oh, no, not the fruit of the Spirit. Christian Science has that, or hardly love is a fruit of the Spirit.
Ngakho bathi kahle, isithelo sikamoya. Yikho okuyikho. Oh, hachi, hayi, isithelo sikamoya. I-Christian Science ilakho lokho. Lapho okuphose uthando yiso isithelo sikamoya.
And they have more love than anybody and deny the deity of Jesus Christ. Just call him a prophet, just an ordinary man. See? So that doesn't do it.
Ngakho futhi balothando olukhulu ukwedlula lobangubani futhi baphike ubuNkulunkulu buka Jesu Kristu bembize yena umprofeti nje umuntu kazana nje bona ngakho lokho akukwenzi khona.
Let me just question that just a minute. Let's take Jesus on trial, and God forgive me for this statement from the platform, but I'm going to be against him for a minute just to bring you to light.
Mana ngibuze lokho nje. Okomzuzu, asifakeni uJesu emthethwandaba. Futhi, Nkulunkulu, ngithethelele ngalesi sitsho esivela kuplatform. Kodwa ngizaphikisana laye okomzuzu ukuze ngili kansele bona.
I've got you people here tonight. I'm talking to you. It's back in another day when Jesus of Nazareth was on earth. I come to you to reason with you against this fellow, Jesus of Nazareth.
Manje, ngilani linabantu lapha kulobo busuku. Ngikhuluma lani ngi kusemva kolunye usuku lapho uJesu waseNazareth esemhlabeni. Ngiza kini futhi okwahlulela lani phezukwa londoda uJesu waseNazareth.
Now we all know that God is love. The Bible says He is. All right. And the love, the Spirit is long-suffering, gentleness, patience, meekness, and so forth. Love.
Manje sonke siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu luthando. IBhayibheli lithi yena unjalo. Kuhleke. Njalo uthando, umoya, ikubekezela, ububele, isineke, ubunene, futhi lokunjalo, lothando.
I say I want to ask you something. We're going to take what we do a Christian. Look at this old priest of yours. His great-great-great-grandfather was a priest. He had to be born in that lineage of Levite to be a priest.
Manje ngithi ngifuna ukulibuza enye into. Sizayathatha esikwaziyo umKristu. Khangela lo mpristo mdala wakho. Ukhokho kakhokho. Kakhokho kakhulu wakhe wayengumpristi. Kwakumele azalwe kulolo sendo lwamaLevi ukuba ngumpristi.
We find out. Now he doesn't have a young man's life like the rest of you did. What does he do? He sacrifices himself. He's up there to study the word of God.
Sifumana ukuba manje gala impilo yejaha njengani lonke elabalayo. Wenzani? Uyazinikela yena uphezulu lapha ukufunda ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
He goes through it day and night, has to know every letter of it, every word on the scroll. He has to know it by heart. It's just something about it that he must know.
Uyalibala emini lebusuku, fuze abekwazi lonke ibala lalo. Lonke ibala elisemqolweni, kumele abelazi ngenhliziyo. Kulento njengalo, akumele abeyazi.
Then besides that, when your father and mother was married, who joined together as husband and wife? Your godly old priest.
Futhike ngaphandle kwalokho, lapho ubaba lo mama wakho bechata, ngubani owaba bambanisayo njengendoda lomfazi, umpristi wakho mdala okholekileyo.
Who was it come to your father when he was needing, had owed some money on his farm, the mortgagers was going to take it? Who stood by him? Your kind old priest.
Ngubani oweza kubaba wakho lapho elindingewo njalo ekweleta imali eplazini lakhe kwaze kwathi abambambisayo base befuna ukulithatha? Ngubani owayemelayo umpristi wakho mdala olomusa?
Who stood by your mother in the room there when she's giving birth to you, kind old priest?
Ngubani owama lo mama wakho endlini lapho yena ekubeletha umpristi olomusa omdala?
Who comes to you when you're sick and needy, your kind old priest? Who was it blessed you and committed you to God and circumcised you the eighth day? Your kind old priest.
Ngubani oza kuwe nxa ugula njalo ulesidingo? Umpristi wakho lomusa omdala. Ngubani owakubusisa njalo wakunikela kuNkulunkulu futhi wakusoka ngosuku lwesificamunwembili? Umpristi wakho lomusa omdala.
When your father and mother is about to divorce, who brought them back together, held them together? Your kind old priest. When there's trouble in the neighborhood, who takes care of it? Your kind old priest. Certainly.
Lapho ubaba lo mama wakho sebeza kwehlukana, ngubani owabaletha ndawonye, wababambanisa ndawonye, umpristi wakho mdalo lo Musa? Nxa kulo hlupho esigabeni, ngubani olungisayo, umpristi wakho mdalo lo Musa? Qiniso.
Now, this kind old priest knows that the Bible said that God requires a lamb for a sacrifice. Many of you men are businessmen. So you don't raise sheep, yet God requires a sheep.
Manje lumpristo mdala olomusa uyakwazi ukuthi iBhayibheli lathi uNkulunkulu ufuna imvana eyomhlatshelo. Abaningi benu lingosomabhizimusi, ngakho kalifuyi izimvu, kodwa uNkulunkulu ufuna imvu.
They made some stalls up there. They sold their sheep so that the businessman could go up and buy it. Offering a sacrifice for their soul that God requires.
Benza izibaya phezu ngale. Bathengisa izimvu zabo ukuze osomabhizinisi bahambe khona futhi bathenge. Benikela umhlatshelo okwemphefumulo yabo okufunwa nguNkulunkulu.
What did this young fellow call Jesus? Where'd he come from? Said he was born of virgin birth. Who ever heard of such a nonsense saying?
Wenzani luchaha othiwa nguJesu. Wavela ngapi? Bathi wazalwa intombi emsulo. Ngubani wake wezwa ngamanyala njalo?
We know his mother had him before her and Joseph was born. Or her and Joseph was married. He was born.
Siyazi unina wabalaye yena loJoseph. Bengakazalwa kumbe yena loJoseph bengakashadi. Wazalwa yena.
Now, we find out that he's a bad name to begin with. What membership card does he have? If he was a godly man, what group did he join with?
Manje sifumana ukuthi ulibizo elibi. Usukela ekuqaleni. Yiliphi ikhadi alalo lamalunga? Nxa waye indoda ekholekileyo, wahlanganela laliphi iqembu?
When your priest studied to know that word, here he comes around tearing down what he's built up. Would you call that God? Certainly not.
Lapho umpristi wakho efunde, ukwazi lelo lizwe, nangu yena esiza, ediliza akwakhayo. Ungakuthi lokho ngunkulunkulu? Qiniso hatshi.
Now, the other day when your priest had made that place up there for the way goodbye, the sacrifice, what did this young fellow do? Kindness. He put some ropes together, some flattened some letters, and looked out upon the people with anger, kicked over those tables and beat them out of there. And you call that fruits of the Spirit? Looking upon them with anger?
Manje ngolunye usuku, lapho umprisite eselungise indawo, phezu lapha, futhi lapho ebeliza thengu mhlatshelo. Wenzani uJahalo? Umusa, yena wachaya waphotha intambo inqoza ethile, lemcilo njalo wakhangela ebantwini ngentukuthelo. Wakhahlela, egenqula, lawo matafula, futhi wabachaya baphuma lapho, futhi uthi lokho izithelo zikamoya, ebekhangela ngentukuthelo.
And look, depriving the man of his opportunity to worship Jehovah. The businessman wants to worship him, you don't raise lambs. And he went there to buy it, and he turned it over and kicked him and run him out.
Futhi khangela, encitsha umuntu ithuba lakhe lokukhonza uJehova. Usomabhizimisi ufuna ukumkhonza yena. Kafuye izimvu, futhi waya khona ukuze athenge. Futhi yena wagenqula, njalo wabakhahlela lokubaxotsha.
Who has the fruit of the Spirit there? Mm-hmm. See? There you are, see, not through the Spirit, not speaking in tongues, not shouting. You say then, Brother Branham, what is the evidence? What is the evidence? The vindication of the Word in the hour.
Yes.
Ngubani olesithelo sikamoya khonapho? Bona. Nanko ke, bona. Hathi isithelo sikamoya. Hathi ukukhuluma ngendimi. Hathi ukumemeza. Wena uthi, ngakho mfowethu Branham. Ibuphi ubufakazi? Yini ubufakazi? Ukuvezwa kwelizwi ngehola.
They had the Bible. He was exactly what Jehovah said would happen. It don't need any interpretation. It interpreted there. There was your priest. There was all they had and everything else. Just so routine and everything. But yet they failed to see the Word.
Amen. That's right.
And he made that Word live out for that age. That's the evidence.
Amen.
Of that age.
Babe lalo iBhayibheli. Yena waye hikho qathu uJehova owathi kuza yenzeka. Kakudingi ukuhumutsha, kwahumutshwa khonapho. Nampaya abaprista bakho, nanko konke ababe lakho, futhi konke okunye kuhleliwe njalo, konke. Kodwa kanjalo, behluleka ukubona ilizwi, futhi yena wenza ilizwi lelo laphilela isizukulwane leso. Yibo ubufakazi baleso zukulwane.
Luther had the evidence of his age, Wesley of his age, Pentecost of his age, but we're in another age.
Yeah.
Uluthela wayelobufakazi besizukulwane sakhe. Wesley obe sakhe isizukulwane, iPentecost esayo isizukulwane, kodwa sikwesinye isizukulwane.
Those things are good, but it's like the baby's got a finger, eye, nose, but actually he has become a human being. He has to become a matured child, then be born. Have a soul, a body, spirit to move around.
Lezo zinto zinhle, kodwa njongo sane, lulomunwe, ilihlo, futhi amakhala, kodwa ngemva kwesikhatshana, kumele lube ngumuntu. Kumele lufike ukuba ngumntwana okhulileyo.
ebesezalwa ebe lomphefumulo umzimba umoya enelise ukuhamba.
Now we find out that all this Jesus had declared and just a few, just those who he had ordained to life, saw him. Not great crowds. His crowds could nothing like be like Caiaphas' crowds. Well, Caiaphas could have called the whole nation together. Jesus called us to few together. Not many knew him.
Manje sithola ukuthi konke lokho uJesu watsho futhi ingcosana nje labo kuphela yena abamisela empilweni bambona yena hathi imbuthano emkhulu eyakhe imbuthano yayingeke ifane lemibuthano kaKhayifas ngani uKhayifas wayengabiza ilizwe lonke ndawonye uJesu wabiza abalutshwane nje ndawonye akusibo abanenge abamazayo yena.
Thousands times thousands when he came on the earth, he went through the earth and they never even knew he was here. Amen. So would it be again.
Amen.
He'll come to those who are called to life.
Amen.
He knows who's called to life. And he'll not, it's his business to take care of that.
Inkulungwane phezu kwenkulungwane lapho esiza emhlabeni yena wadabula emhlabeni futhi kabazange bazi lokuthi yena wayelapha. Ngakho kuza kuba njalo futhi uzabuya kulabo ababizelwe empilweni yena uyazi labo ababizelwe empilweni futhi yena kai kungo wakhe umlando okunakakela lokho.
Now we noticed that then they'd come out of the church and they believed him. Everything the word had been saying about him, there he was.
Manje siyananzelela ukuba lapho baphume ebandleni futhi babe mkholiwe yena konke ilizwe elalikutsho ngaye nanko wayeyikho.
One day he left their home. I want to speak of three things. Jesus had left, death had come, and all hopes is gone. I want to speak on those three things for a few minutes.
Futhi ngolunye usuku wasuka emzini wabo. Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngezinto ezintathu. UJesu wayesukile, ukufa kwakufikile, njalo lonke ithemba laliphelile. Ngifuna ukukhuluma ngalezo zinto okwemzuzu emlutshwane.
Jesus had left, and when he left, trouble come in. Now when he leaves you or your home where you dwell at, trouble's on its road.
Yes.
Satan's got an open door when Jesus leaves.
UJesu wayesukile futhi lapho yena esuka uhlupho lwangena. Manje nxa yena ekuchiya kumbe ikhaya lapha ohlala khona uhlupho lusendleleni. USathane lomnyango ovulekileyo nxa uJesu esuka.
He had gone and as soon as he did, then death came in. And when Jesus goes out, death comes in. To be separated from him is death. So death come in when Jesus went out.
Wayehambile futhi esa futhi esanda kwenza njalo yena ngakho ukufa kwangena futhi lapho uJesu ephuma ukufa kuyangena ukwehlukaniswa kuye yikufa ngakho ukufa kwangena lapho uJesu ephuma.
And death had lingered with Lazarus, and then the one that they believed in and loved, they had sent to him to come pray for Lazarus because they'd seen him and know that he know God, that whatever God, Martha expressed it back then, whatever thou sayest to God now, God will do it.
Futhi ukufa kwasala lo Lazarus. Ngakho ke lo ababemkholiwe njalo bamthanda babemthumele ukuthi yena abuye athandazele uLazaro ngoba babembonile yena njalo bazi ukuba yena wayesazi uNkulunkulu ukuthi lo ba yini uNkulunkulu uMarita wakutsho emuva ngale lo ba yini okuthoyo kuNkulunkulu kaThesi uNkulunkulu uza kwenza.
She recognized that he and God was one. He was the word of the hour. So she recognized that. And she knew if she could ever get in contact with him, but he was gone. And they couldn't get a hold of him.
Wananzelela ukuba yena lo nkulunkulu babemunye. Yena wayelizwe lehola. Ngakho wananzelela lokho. Futhi wayesazi ukuthi nxa engenelisi ukumthinta yena. Kodwa yena wayengekho. Futhi babengenelisi ukumbamba yena.
And they sent for him. Instead of him coming, he went on further. And then they sent again. And instead of him coming, he went on further.
Futhi basebemthumela yena. futhi kulokuthi yena abuye yena waqhubekela phambili futhi baphinda bathumela futhi kulokuthi yena abuye yena waqhubekela phambili.
Sometimes we wonder why those things happen, but doesn't the scripture say that all things work together for good to them that love God?
Amen.
He knows what he's doing.
Amen.
If he delays, that's all right. He knows what he's doing. It's the purpose.
Kwesinye isikhathi siyamangala ingani into lezo senzeka. Kodwa awucho yini umbhalo ukuthi zonke izinto zisebenza ndawonye kube kuhle kulabo abathanda uNkulunkulu. Yena uyakwaza kwenzayo. Nxa yena ephuza kukahle konke. Uyaza kwenza yena. Kwakulenjongo.
We find out that he said in St. John 5:19, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing." The Father had told him to go away and to be away so many days.
Sithola ukuthi yena wathi kuJohane ongcwele 5:19, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, indodana ayenzi lutho ngokwayo kodwa lokho yona ekubona kusenzwa ngubaba. Ubaba wayemtshelile yena ukuya khatshana lokuba khatshana insuku ezinenge kangako.
After the days was accomplished, then he said what he said then, that our friend Lazarus sleepeth, and he said, well, he does good. He said, he's dead, and for your sake I'm glad I wasn't there, because they've been trying to get him to go to him to heal him or say what had to be done. But he knew what had to be done.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had done just exactly what he was ordained to do, stay away.
Ngemva kokupheleliswa kwensuku, ngakho yena wacho akutsho lapho ukuthi umngane wethu Lazarus ulele. Futhi wathi kahle, wenza kuhle, wathi ufile. Futhi ngenxa yenu ngiyathokoza bengingekho ngoba babezama kumthinta yena ukuthi aye kuye ukuzomsilisa kumbe acho okwakumele kwenziwe. Kodwa yena wayesazi okwakumele kwenziwe. Ngakho yena wayeyenze khonoko qathu aye kumisela ukukwenza ukuba ahlalele khatshana.
Did you notice him at the grave when he come back? He expressed that when he come back and found this home.
Uma umnanzelela yena ethunene sephendukile, wakubonakalisa lokho yena ephendukile futhi wafumana leli khaya.
All hopes was gone. Lazarus had died. Every hour they kept thinking he might come on the scene. He might come on the scene. He might come back. Finally he died. The breath left him.
Lonke ithemba seliphelile. ULazaro wayesefile. Lonke ihola babelokho becabanga yena engabuya lapho. Yena engabuya lapho. Yena engaphenduka. Ekugcineni wafa umphefumulo wasuphumile.
They went out, embalmed him, taking the blood from his body, wrapped him in linen, spices, and embalmed him, and laid him into the grave. Put a rock over the grave, which was their custom of burying in them days, a hole in the ground. It's maybe in the rock, and lay a rock over the top of it. That was their custom.
Baphuma, bamnqumisa, besusa igazi emzimbeni wakhe, bamgoqela ngamalembu, amakha, futhi bamomisa njalo bambeka ethuneni. Babeka idwala ethuneni okwakumkhuba wabo wokungcwaba ngalezo nsuku. Igodi emhlabathini kumbe nje edwaleni futhi bavale ngedwala phezu kwalo. Kwakungumkhuba wabo.
First day passed, second day passed, third day passed, fourth day passed. The man is already rotting in the grave. His nose had probably fell in that. I think that's the first thing it falls in, is the nose.
Ilanga laqala ladlula, elesibili ilanga ladlula, elesithathu ilanga ledlula, elesine ilanga ledlula. Lundoda wayevele sepola kudala ethuneni. Amakhala akhe mhlawumbe ayesewele phakathi. Lokho ngicabanga into yakuqala. Ukuwela ngamakhala.
And his already rotten, his flesh had gone back to the dust earth, they're going back. His soul was 4 days' journey somewhere from him. All hopes of ever seeing him again in this life was gone.
Futhi wayesebolile dala. Inyama yakhe yayisibuyele ethulini lomhlaba kumbe isibuyela umphefumulo wakhe wa ule nsuku ezine kwenye indawo usuke kuye. Lonke ithemba lokumbona futhi kulimpilo kwakungasela.
And then when all hopes is gone, they'd waited maybe if he'll come the first day, second day. No, then he died, he hadn't come. Then desperation set in.
Manje ke lonke ithemba seliphelile. Babelindele mhlawumbe yena uzabuya ngelanga lokuqala, ngelanga lesibili. Hatshi, ngakho wasesifa futhi yena kabuyanga. Ngakho ukuchiseka kwangena.
After a while, there was somebody must have told her, the master is outside. Here goes Martha down the street. Jesus came in that dark hour when every hope was gone. That's usually when he comes. He comes just at that darkest time. Then Jesus appears on the scene.
Ngemva kwesikhatshana, omunye ingxenye wamtshela, inkosi phandle, wasibathela uMarita esehla ngesitalada. UJesu wafika kulelo hola elimnyama lapho lonke ithemba kungasela. Yikho lapho ajwayele ukufika khona yena. Bona, yena uza nje kuleso isikhathi esimnyama kakhulu. Ngakho uJesu ubonakala endaweni.
Now what? He come and called for Martha. His presence brought new hopes. No matter if the boy was dead, yet his presence brings new hope.
Manje khangela. Yena wafika futhi wabiza uMarita ukuba khona kwakhe waletha ithembelitsha kungelani lokuthi umfana wayefile lokho ukuba khona kwakhe kuletha ithembelitsha.
You might be sitting here tonight, my friend, where the doctors has given you up with cancer, heart trouble, maybe in a chair, crippled. All science has said there's no hope for you. The deposit of calcium has knotted your bones that you can't bend them no more. Or either your heart is so bad the doctor says you might go at any minute.
Ungabuhlezi lapha ngalobu busuku mngani wami. Lapho dokotela sebekudelile ulemvukuzane uhlupho lwenhliziyo mhlawumbe usestulweni ugogekile yonke iscience ithe akulathemba lakho. Ukubuthana kwecalcium sokubophe awakho amathambo kuze kuthi awenelisi ukuwagobisa futhi kumbe sithi eyakho inhliziyo yonakele kakhulu. Udokotela uthi ungahamba loba iwuphi umzuzu.
Oh, and great bunch of the people with cancer and TB, maybe the last hope you've got, and it seems like that the doctor has turned you down. Yet to be in the presence and recognition of the presence of Jesus Christ brings hopes again.
Oh, futhi amaxuku amakhulu. Abantu abalemvukuzane le TB mhlawumbe lithemba lokucina olalo. Futhi kungani udokotela usekudelile. Kodwa ke ukuba sebukhoneni lokunanzelela ubukho buka Jesu Christu.
Somebody can even name it to you. Maybe you've never heard of it before. But let somebody say, I know where there is a church. They believe in God. And they pray for the sick. Quickly. Now you're ready to die. See, new hopes spring up. It always does.
Omunye enga uqambela lona. Mhlawumbe kawukaze uzwe ngalo ekuqaleni. Kodwa yekela omunye athi, ngiyakwazi lapho. Okulebandla bakholwa kuNkulunkulu njalo bayathandazela bagulayo masinya. Manje usulungiselele ukufa bona amathemba amatsha ayavumbuluka kwenza njalo kanenge.
That dark hour, that's usually when somebody says something about it. Tell you about Jesus. His presence brought new hopes.
Kulelo khole elimnyama yilapho omunye ajwayele ukutsho ulutho ngakho. Ekutshela ngoJesu ubukho bakhe baletha amathemba amatsha.
May it do the same thing tonight like it did last night when we see that vindicated word beyond any shadow of doubt that's been made manifest and proved that Jesus that lived 1900 years ago that died on Calvary rose up on the third day and appeared to those disciples and opened their eyes and made this promise of the day is right here tonight in our presence now. It's bound to bring hopes to people. New hopes flash up.
Makwenze into efanayo kulobo busuku njengalokho okwenzakaleyo ubusuku obedluleyo lapho sibona lelo lizwi eliqinisiweyo ngaphezu kwethunzi lonke lokuthandabuza lenziwe sobala futhi lifakaza ukuba lo Jesu owaphila iminyaka ezinkulungwane namakhulu ayisifica minwe munye edlulayo owafa eCalvary wavuka ngosuku lwesithathu futhi wabonakala kulabo bafundi njalo wavula amehlo abo futhi wenza lesi isithembiso sosuku ulapha kathesi ebusuku ebukhoneni bethu manje kufuze ukuletha amathemba kubantu amathemba amasha ayabaneka.
Maybe somebody said the church has been kind of dry for a while. We haven't had any good fresh water for a few months. We haven't had a revival. It looks like everybody's so stagnant. Or something other, we just go to church and sing a hymn and hear a few messages and go back.
Mhlawumbe umunye uthe ibandla belinga nilomile okwesikhathi. Besingela ngitsho lamanzi amahle amacha. Okwenyanga ezimbalwa. Asizange sibe lemvuselelo kungani wonke umuntu umile mpo kumbe into ethile siyahamba nje ebandleni futhi sihlabelele ihubo futhi sizwe embalwa imbiko njalo sibuyele.
But all of a sudden then when we begin to get dry then Jesus comes on the scene, freshens us up, brings something new to us. He's always there to do that. New hopes comes when Jesus comes in, his presence brings new hope.
Kodwa ngesikhatshana ngakho lapho siqalwa ukoma ngakho uJesu uyafika endaweni asivuselele thina asilethele okunye okutsha thina yena uhlezi ekhona ukukwenza lokho amathemba amasha aza lapho uJesu engena ubukho bakhe buletha ithembelitsha.
She knew that he was that manifested word of God. She had seen that age, or she wouldn't have still been Orthodox. She still belonged to the church, but she'd seen that promise word. She'd seen that promise word manifested by him. And she knew that he was that living word.
Wayesazi ukuthi yena wayeyilelo ilizwi likaNkulunkulu elibonakalisiweyo. Wayembonile leso isizukulwane. Kumbe nxa wayengazi, wayezaba elokho engomkhuba. Wayezaba elokho ongowebandla. Kodwa wayebone lelo lizwi elithenjisiweyo libonakalisiwe nguye futhi wazi ukuthi yena wayelelo lizwi eliphilayo.
And when she heard about it, she didn't care how many criticized her, what else, she took out for him as hard as she could go. See, she knew he was that manifested word.
Futhi lapho esizwa ngakho kazanga ebe lendaba ukuba bangaka bamcothozayo loba ini wagijimela kuye masinyane ngokwenelisa kwakhe bona wayesazi yena wayeyilizwi elibonakalisiweyo.
No doubt what she'd read of the story of Elijah in his days. Now he was God's manifested word in that day. He was a prophet. And the word of the Lord comes to the prophet.
Kungela kuthandabuza kodwa ukuba wayebalile indaba ka-Elijah ngensuku zakhe manje wayelizwi likaNkulunkulu elibonakalisiweyo kulolo suku. Wayengumprofeti njalo ilizwi lenkosi liza kumprofeti.
And there was a woman in there who had a little baby that had been given to her by a blessing that the prophet had blessed her by. And she had the child.
Futhi kwakukhona owesifazana khonapho owayelengane ayeyiphiwe ngesibusiso umprofeti ayembuse ngaso futhi waba laye lomntwana.
One day about 11 o'clock, he must have had a sunstroke. He was out in the field with his father. The Bible doesn't say it was sunstroke. But he began to cry, "My head, my head." About 11 o'clock in the day.
Ngelinye ilanga phose ngehola lechumi lanye. Ingxenye wachiswa lilanga. Wayephandle esimini elobaba wakhe. IBhayibheli alichongo ukuthi kwakuyikho. Ukuthi wachiswa lilanga. Kodwa waqala ukukhala. Ikhanda lami, ikhanda lami.
And he had a servant. The father didn't take him to the house. He laid on his mother's lap till about noon, got sicker and sicker, and finally died.
Futhi wayele nceku. Ubaba wayelayo yokumkhambisa endlini. Walala ethangazini likamama wakhe. Kwaze kwaba phose emini wagula kakhulu futhi ekugcineni wafa.
And now, instead of going in despair, all the neighbors come in screaming and going on, but that steady mother, her baby was dead. She took it up in that little room that she'd provided for the prophet and laid it up on his bed like that. And she said to the servant, saddle me a mule and you ride straight and don't you stop as I tell you to. Oh my. That's it.
Futhi manje, kulokuthi adane, o bonke umakhelwane beza beklabalala. Loku ubeka, kodwa lo mama oxolileyo, usane lwakhe lwalufile, waluthatha, waluyisa endlini leya encane, ayeyilungisele umprofethi, futhi wamlalisa embhedeni wakhe, njengalokho, futhi wathi encekwini, bophela imbongolo, njalo utshayele uqonde, futhi ungami ngaphandle, ngikutshele mina, o mina, yikho lokho.
We got time for debating and fussing. This is past that day. Let's go on. We got to get there. We got a need.
Asila skhathi sempikiswano lokulwa. Lokho sokwedlule usuku lwakhona. Ngasiyeni phambili kumele sifike khona silayo indingeko.
And so he said, you go forward. Don't you slack your riding unless I command you to. And they went till they got to Elijah.
Futhi ke wathi, wena yana phambili. Njalo ungami ukuchayela ngaphandle ngikulayele ukuba ume futhi bahamba baze bayafika kuElijah.
Elijah being a man of God, not like Christ knew all things because he was God. Elijah was a portion of God, that was Christ in Elijah. And that was the message of the hour, for the word of the Lord for that hour was with that prophet.
UElijah engumuntu kaNkulunkulu engafani loKristu. UKristu wayesazi into zonke ngoba yena wayenguNkulunkulu. UElijah wayengxenye kaNkulunkulu, lo kwakunguKristu kuElijah, futhi lo kwakungumbiko wehola ngokuba ilizwi likaNkulunkulu elalelo hola la lilomprofeti lo.
Jesus was the fullness of all those prophets. Every one of them only manifested him. That's all. All the way from Joseph, from 30 pieces of silver. Everywhere he portrayed Christ, so did Moses.
UJesu wayekugcwala kwabo bonke labo baprofeti. Wonke wabo wabonakalisa yena kuphela. Yikho konke kusukela kuJosefa kusuka kuzicoco zesiliva ezingamachumi amathathu. Yonke indawo wafanekiswa uKristu wenza njalo loMose.
David sitting as a rejected king upon the hill, weeping because he was rejected. 800 years after that, the son of David sat on the hill. That was the spirit of Christ in David there. And he cried, he's both root and offspring of David.
UDavida ehlezi njengenkosi eyaliweyo phezu koqaqa, ebubula ngoba eyaliwe iminyaka engamakhulu ayisificamunwembili emva kwalokho indodana kaDavida yahlala eqaqeni lo kwakungumoya kaKristu kuDavida. Lapho futhi yena, mina, yena wayeyikho konke impande lenzalo kaDavida.
And so he sat up on the hill weeping as a rejected king. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have heard you as a hymn would have heard. What was it? It was Christ back there.
Futhi ke yena wahlala phezu koqaqa ebubula njengenkosi eyaliweyo. Jerusalema, Jerusalema, ngabe ngakusibekela kanjani njengesi khukhukazi ematsiyeneni aso. Kwakuyini? KwakunguKristu emva ngale.
It was Christ crying when David wrote the hymn, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? All my bones, they stare at me. They pierce my feet and my hands. They parted my garments among them. They cast lots for my vesture. That was Christ speaking in David.
Amen.
Kwakungu Christ ekhala lapho, uDavida ebhala ihubo. Nkulunkulu wami, wena ungitshiyeleni mina na? Wonke amathambo ami angikhangele mina. Bagwaze inyawo zami lezandla zami. Bagobane zambatho zam phakathi kwabo, benze inkatho ngengubo yami. Lo kwakungu Christu ekhuluma kuDavida, kuqondile.
He was a manifestation of the word. Christ come to fulfill them things that have been spoken by the prophets, because the word was with the prophets.
Yena wayekubonakaliswa kwelizwi. UKristu weza ukugcwalisa lezo zinto ezakhulunywa ngabaprofethi, ngoba ilizwi lali labaprofethi.
He said that in the lesson last night, that he come to fulfill what the prophets had said about him, because they had the word. And Elijah was God's prophet, the word of that day.
Yena wacho njalo esifundweni izolo ebusuku ukuba yena weza ukugcwalisa lokho okwathiwo ngabaprofeti ngaye ngoba babelizwi futhi Elijah wayengumprofeti kaNkuluNkulu ilizwi lalolo suku.
So the Shunammite woman stayed with that prophet until he come and manifested the power of God and laid himself upon the baby and the baby come to life.
Ngakho owesifazana ongumshunemi wahlala lalowo mprofethi waze wabuya njalo wabonakalisa amandla kaNkuluNkulu futhi walala phezu kwengane lengane yaphaphama yaphila.
Now Martha must have recognized this, although she had been busy taking care of a house, dishwashing and so forth, but there she showed her color. She showed really what was in her.
Manje uMarita wayemele ukunanzelela lokho loba wayephathekile enakakela indlu egezisa imganu futhi lokunjalo kodwa lapho kwatshengisa umbala wakhe watshengisa sibili okwa kuphakathi kwakhe.
She went to get him immediately. If God was in Elijah, God had to be in Christ.
Amen.
Because he had proved that he was that person. Amen. How like that determination.
Wayamthatha yena masinyane nga uNkulunkulu waye ku-Elijah, uNkulunkulu wayemele ebe kuKristu ngoba yena wayefakazele ukuthi yena wayenguye lowo muntu. Amen. Ngikuthanda lokho ukunqanela okunjalo.
She goes to him, she had to get to him, and she find out there, as she got to him, knew him. Now remember, knew that he had never changed, that God never changes his program.
Uya kuye wayemele aye kuye futhi wafumana ngale efika kuye kuye. Manje khumbula wazi ukuthi wayengazange aguquke ukuba uNkulunkulu angeke watshintsha uhlelo lwakhe.
If he was in Elijah and could raise the dead, he was in Christ and could raise the dead. No, he had not, because it's the same God.
Amen.
Neither has he changed yet.
Amen.
Just as much God tonight as he ever was. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not.
Nga wayeku Elijah, futhi engavusa abafileyo. Yena wayeku Christu, njalo engavusa abafileyo. Loba, yena wayengaka kwenzi, ngoba nguNkulunkulu ofanayo. Lakathesi yena kakatshitshi unguNkulunkulu kangako ebusuku lobu njengoba yena wayenjalo. Yena ungufanayo izolo lamhla laphakade, yena kaguquki.
And he knew, she knew that it was in him. Watch, just in a few minutes it proved it when she said something to him about her brother, and she said, Lord, I believe that you are.
Futhi yena wazi ukuthi uyakwazi kwakuye. Khangela emzuzwaneni kwafakaza khona lapho ekhulume okunye kuye ngomfo wabo futhi wathi, Nkosi, ngiyakholwa wena nguwe.
And he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Futhi yena wathi, ngikuvuka lempilo, loba efile kodwa uyakuphila. Futhi loba ngubani ophilayo njalo ekholwa kimi kasoze afa.
I am, that's I am was in the burning bush with Moses. I am the resurrection. I am the life. I was the wall. I am still he. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Nginguye. Nginguye owayesesixukwini esibhebhayo lomosi. Yimi ukuvuka ngikuphila. Ngangingumduli lokho kuyimi. Yimi ukuvuka lokuphila. Lo okholwa kimi lo befile kodwa uza kuphila. Lo bangubani ophilayo njalo ekholwe kimi kasoze afe.
After this great assurance that she had that he was the promised word, when he said, being a prophet, he could not lie. Therefore, when he said, I am he that is the resurrection life.
Ngemva kwalesi siqiniseko esikhulu ayelaso ukuthi yena wayelizwi elithenjisiweyo etshilo yena engumprofethi, wayengeke aqamba amanga. Ngakho-ke yena etshilo yena, yimi enginguye, yimi engivuka lempilo.
She said, I believe that you are the one, the Son of God that was to come into the world. Although my brother's dead laying out there in the grave, his body has decaying now, but even now, whatever you say, it'll come to pass.
Wathi ngiyakholwa ukuthi wena unguye indodana kaNkuluNkulu okumele ibuye emhlabeni lobo umfo wenu efile elele ngale ethuneni use umzimba usubola manje kodwa loba kaThes loba yini wena okuthoyo kuzacwaliseka kulungile.
All she wanted was to hear him say it.
Amen.
Oh Martha, where are we tonight? Just speak the word, my servant will live. Just hear him say it.
Ayekufuna kuphela yikumuzwa yena ekutsho. Amen. Oh Martha, singaphi ebusuku lobo? Khuluma nje ilizwi, inceku yami iyaphila ukumuzwa nje yena ekutsho.
They might have come told her, he said it, but here he was himself. Oh God, open blinded eyes that they might be able to see. When he in his presence speaks the word, always is manifested.
Bengabe babuya bamtshela ukuthi yena utsho njalo kodwa nangu yena uqobo lwakhe. Oh Nkulunkulu, vula amehlo angaboniyo ukuze enelise ukubona lapho yena esebukhoneni bakhe ekhuluma ilizwi lihlezi libonakaliswa.
She said, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. Just let me hear. She wanted to say the word. That's all she wanted to hear. Just get the word. That's all she needed was hear him say he'd do it.
Wathi loba yini wena oyicela uNkulunkulu? uNkulunkulu uzakunika khona wena. Yekela ngizwe nje. Wayefuna yena akhulume ilizwi. Yikho kuphela ayefuna ukukuzwa. Ukuthola nje ilizwi yikho kuphela ayokudinga ukumuzwa yena esithi uza kwenza.
And he would have done it right then, but to see by the vision that the Father had showed him, he had to be standing by the grave.
Futhi yena wayengakwenza khonapho kodwa uyabona ngombono ubaba amtshengisa wona yena kwakumele ebeme eceleni kwethuna.
Oh my, hold your faith. God's working everything right. It'll be all right. Just wait till she got to the grave.
Oh mina, bamba ukholo lwakho. uNkulunkulu sebenza konke kulungile. Konke kuzalunga. Mana nje azafike ethuneni.
Notice she could just get him to say it. Even when he was yet all hopes gone, all everything he was dead, rotting in the grave, but just hearing say it's all she wanted.
Nanzelela, wayengamenza nje yena akutsho loba lapho ese ithemba lonke liphelile konke wayefile esebola engcwabeni kodwa muzwe nje yena ekutsho yikho kuphela ayekufuna.
Now when he said I am the resurrection life, she believed it. Now notice, now she had to believe for the impossibles. When she heard him say I am the resurrection life, though he were dead yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Manje yena esithi ngikuvuka lokuphila wakukholwa manje nanzelela manje kwakumele akholwe okungayenzekiyo emuzwa lapho yena esithi ngikuvuka lokuphila loba efile kodwa uyakuphila futhi loba nguphi ophilayo njalo akholwe kimi kasoze afa.
Said, do you believe this? And she said, yes Lord, I believe it. I believe that you are the Son of God that was to come into the world. I like that.
Wathi uyakukholwa lokho futhi wathi yebo Nkosi ngiyakukholwa. Ngiyakukholwa ukuthi uyindodana kaNkuluNkulu eyayizabuya emhlabeni. Ngiyakuthanda lokho.
I like that. I've said this before. It might stand again now. I was talking to a woman not long ago, as a certain church that I mentioned a while ago, that doesn't believe that he was God, his deity, he was just a prophet, an ordinary man.
Ngiyakuthanda lokho. Ngike ngakutsho lokho kuqala. Kungama njalo lamanje. Ngangikhuluma lowesifazana esikhathini esingaside esedluleyo. Kwakulibandla elithile engiliqambe isikhatshana esedluleyo abangakholwa ukuthi yena wayenguNkulunkulu. UbuNkulunkulu bakhe yena wayengumprofethi nje umuntu kazana.
He was that, truly. He was that plus God. See, he was the manifestation. Jesus is the body, the boy, the man. God was what dwelt in him. God was in him. He was a God-man. He was a man, yet he was a God manifested in flesh.
Yena wayelokho ngeqiniso. Yena wayelokho kuhlanganisa uNkulunkulu. Bona, yena wayeyikubonakaliswa uJesu ngumzimba, umfana, indoda, uNkulunkulu nguye owayehlezi kuye. uNkulunkulu wayekuye, wayenguNkulunkulu muntu, wayengumuntu ngokunjalo, yena enguNkulunkulu ebonakaliswe enyameni.
When we see Jesus, we see God. That's what he said. When you see the Father, see me, you see the Father, because he was a reflection, because he was the Word.
Yes.
Amen. That was in the beginning.
Amen.
Lapho sibona uJesu, sibona uNkulunkulu. Yikho yena akuchoyo. Nga ubona ubaba, bona mina, ubona ubaba. Ngoba yena, wayesibonakaliso, ngoba yena, wayelizwi. Amen. Elalikhona ekuqaleni. Amen.
He called the prophets God. Do you know that? He said, you call them God, who the word of God come to you. How do you condemn me when I say I'm the Son of God? Because the same word said it would be there. And there's the word made manifest again. And still, they wouldn't believe it.
Wabiza abaprofet nkulunkulu. Uyakwazi lokho na. Yena wathi, libabiza nkulunkulu. Okwafikela kubo ilizwi likankulunkulu. Lingangilahla njani mina lapho ngisithi ngiyindodana kaNkulunkulu ngoba ilizwi elifanayo lathi yena uza kuba khona njalo nanto ilizwi lenziwa labonakaliswa njalo futhi kunjalo abalikholwanga.
This woman said to me, I can prove. You said, I like to hear you preach, but there's one thing you do too much. So what's that? Said you brag too much on Jesus.
Lumfazi wathi kimi, ngingakutshengisa. Wathi ngiyathanda ukukuzwa uchumayela kodwa kulento eyodwa oyenza udlulise. Yebo kuyini lokho? Wathi uyasiqhatha kakhulu ngoJesu.
I said, I hope that's all he has against me. And she said, I hope that's all he can find in me. I said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I could not speak enough. Oh my, what are you?
Ngathi ngithemba yikho kuphela yena aza ngisola ngakho mhla yena esiza. Futhi wabe sesithi ngathi ngithemba yikho konke yena angakuthola iphutha yena angalithola kimi. Ngathi nxa ngingaba lezilimi eziyinkulungwane ezilithumi angeke ngikhulume kwanele omina lokho ayikho yena.
She said, but you make him God. I said, he was. Or if he was, he's the greatest deceiver the world ever had.
Wathi kodwa wena umenza yena uNkulunkulu. Ngathi yena wayenguye. Kumbe nxa yena wayenganjalo yena wayengumkhohlisi omkhulu owake wabasemhlabeni.
She said, he was a prophet. I said, he was a prophet. That's true. A God prophet. The fullness of the word. The prophet just had the word come to him. That's what made him a prophet. But he was the fullness of that word.
Wathi yena wayengumprofeti. Ngathi yena wayengumprofeti liqiniso. UNkulunkulu umprofeti. Ukugcwala kwelizwi. Ilizwi lalifikela kumprofeti. Yikho okumenza okwamenza umprofeti kodwa yena wayekugcwala kwalelo lizwi.
And she said, I can prove to you. She said, you make him divine. I said, he was divine. She said, he can't be divine. I said, but he was.
Futhi wasesithi, ngingakutshengisa. Wathi umenza yena uNkulunkulu. Ngathi wayenguNkulunkulu. Futhi wasesithi, angeke abe nguNkulunkulu. Ngathi yena kodwa wayenjalo.
She said, you said you believe the Bible. I said, I do. She said, I'll prove to you by your own Bible that he wasn't divine. I said, do it. If the Bible says so, then I believe it, because I believe the word is right.
Wathi uthe uyakholwa iBhayibheli, ngathi ngiyalikholwa. Wathi ngiza kufakazela ngeBhayibheli lakho ukuthi wayengasi uNkulunkulu. Ngathi kwenze, nxa iBhayibheli isitsho njalo, ngiza kukholwa lokho ngoba ngikholwa ilizwi liqondile.
She said, on the road from down to Lazarus' grave. You remember that in St. John 11? I said, I certainly do, madam.
Wathi, endleleni suka esehla esiya ethuneni likaLazaro. Uyakhumbula lokho kuJohane ongcwele 11. Ngathi ngeqiniso ngiyakukhumbula nkosazana.
Said, well now on the road down he cried. The Bible said he wept. I said, certainly the Bible said he wept. So how could he be divine and weep? I said, he was human. Human and divine.
Wathi, kukahle manje endleleni yena wakhala iBhayibheli lithi yena wakhala ngathi qiniso iBhayibheli lithi yena wakhala wathi yena engaba ngunkulunkulu njani ebasekhala ngathi yena wayengumuntu umuntu loNkulunkulu.
I said, yes, lady, you fail to see. He was a man going along there crying with those that were crying. That's right. Grieving with those who grieved. He was a man. But when he straightened his little frail body up and said, Lazarus, come forth. And a man had been dead 4 days, stood on his feet. That took more than a man. That was God in a man. Who can raise the dead but God? He is the resurrection and the life.
Ngathi yebo khosikazi uyehluleka ukubona yena wayengumuntu ehamba esiya khona ekhala la labo ababekhala yikho sibili edabuke lalabo ababedabukile wayengumuntu kodwa kwathi eqondisa owakhe omncinyana umzimba obuthakathaka futhi wathi Lazalo phuma uze njalo umuntu ofileyo amalanga amani wama ngezinyawo zakhe lokho kwathatha okwedlula umuntu lo kwakunguNkulunkulu emuntwini kubani ongavusa abafileyo ngaphandle kaNkulunkulu yena uyikuvuka lokuphila yikho sibili.
That night out on the sea when he was out there tired laying in the back of the boat where 10,000 devils swore they'd drown him that night and that little old boat flopping around like a bottle stopper out there on a stormy sea and devils thought we got him now he's asleep we'll sink the whole bunch.
Lobo busuku phandle elwandle lapho yena ekhonapho ediniwe elele emva kwesikebhe lapho amadimoni ayinkulungwane ezilithumi afungela ukumgalulisa yena ebusuku lobo futhi laleso skepe esincinyane esidala sidenda nje ngesivalo sembodlela phandle elwandle olulesiphepho lawo madimoni acabanga simtholile yena manje yena ulele sizamthonisa ixuku lonke.
Oh, he was a man tired, but when once aroused, instead of put up on the braille and looked up and said, peace be still, and the winds and the waves obeyed him. That was the word.
Oh, yena wayengumuntu ediniwe kodwa lapho evuswe kanje yena wamisa unyawo lwakhe phezu kwentambo futhi wakhangela phezu njalo wasesithi ukuthula makube khona futhi imoya lamagagasi kwamlalela yena kwakusedlula umuntu lokho.
He was a man when he was hungry, he come down off the mountain, look for a piece of bread or something to eat or a fig off of a tree. But when he took 5 biscuits and 2 fishes and fed 5,000, that was God in that man.
Yena, wayengumuntu lapho, yena elambile, wehla evela entabeni, edinga ucezu lwesinkwa, kumbe enye into yokudla, kumbe umkhiwane esihlahleni. Kodwa kwathi yena ethatha amabhiskidi amahlanu lenhlanzi ezimbili lokupha inkulungwane ezinhlanu kwakunguNkulunkulu kulowo muntu yikho sibili.
Every man that's ever mounted to a hill of beans believe that. All the poets that believe that. No wonder how one wrote, living he loved me and dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. Someday he's coming, oh glorious day.
Oh, wonke umuntu ongasilutho wakukholwa lokho. Zonke imbongi zakukholwa lokho. Akumangalisi omunye wabhala ephila yena wangithanda njalo esifa yena wangisindisa. Encwatshiwe wathwalela khatshana izono zami evuka walungisisa ngesihle kokuphela. Ngelinye ilanga yena uyeza o usuku lwenkazimulo.
Eddie Pruitt, who his songs would not sell, one day it staggered under the impact of the Holy Spirit, grabbed the pen. He wrote the inauguration song when he wrote, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem. Crown him Lord of all. Certainly, that's what we believe he was. Yes, sir.
Eddie Pernet, ongoma zakhe zazingathengiseki ngelinye ilanga. Etiyazela ngaphansi kwamandla kaMoya Ngcwele wadopha usiba wabhala ingoma yokuvula lapho ebhala sonke sidumise amandla ebizo lika Jesu yekela ingilozi sicambalale phansi lethu umqele wobukhosi umqelise yena inkosi yabo bonke haleluya qiniso hikho esikholwa waye hikho yena yebo mnumzane.
She's got to believe for the impossibles now to the modern thinking of that day. So do you have to believe for the impossible to see new life, to see something happen.
Kumele akholelwe okungenzekiyo manje emcabangweni wesimanje salolusuku. Yikho kumele ukholelwe kokungeke kwenzeke ukuze ubone entsha impilo, ukubona enye into isenzakala.
But if he recognized, she recognized him to be the Word, then the impossibles can take place because he is a creator and will stand by everything he said. And all things are possible to them that can believe. That's his word.
Kodwa nxa yena wamnanzelela yena ukuba yilizwi lapha okungenzekiyo kungenzeka ngoba ungumdali njalo uza kuma ngakho konke akutshoyo yena futhi zonke izinto zenzeka kulabo abakholwayo yilo ilizwi lakhe.
But the impossibles are made manifested when God is talking his word. Yes, sir. When God's talking his word, the impossibles are made manifest. When God says it'll be, then you take that word and watch what the impossibles happen. It certainly will.
Kodwa okungenzekiyo kuyabonakaliswa lapho uNkulunkulu ethathwa ngelizwi lakhe. Yebo nomzana, lapho uNkulunkulu ethethwe ngelizwi lakhe, okungenzekiyo kuyabonakaliswa lapho uNkulunkulu esithi kuza kuba ngakho uyathatha lelo lizwi futhi ukhangeleni okungenzekiyo kusenzeka ngeqiniso kuyenzeka.
But notice, even in all that, she said, even now, Lord, whatever you ask God, God will do it. She knew that she could just get that word to come from him. That's all she needed to do, was get that word.
Kodwa nanzelela, loba kukho konke lokho, wathi, loba manje, Nkosi, loba yini, oyicela uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uyakwenza. Wayesazi ukuba uzenza lelo lizwi liphume livela kuye yikho kuphela okwakudingeka ukwenza ukuthola lelo lizwi.
Yes, it was her darkest hour and Jesus come along and called. Oh, what a thing they saw, a resurrection.
Yebo kwakulikhola lakhe limnyama kakhulu lo Jesu weza njalo wabiza. Oh, into enjani abayibonayo ukuvuka.
Let's look at some more where the dark hours come. There was a man one time named Joel, one of the oldest prophets in the Bible. He was a great man. He had loved the Lord, and he'd done all he knew how to do, and Satan desired to sift him.
Ngasikhangelene abanye njalo abafikelwa lihole elimnyama. Kwakukhona indoda kwesinye isikhathi ethiwa nguJobe, omunye wabaprofeta abadala eBhayibhelini. Wayeyindoda enkulu, wayeyithandile iNkosi, futhi wenza konke ayekwazi ukukwenza futhi Satan wafisa ukumseseta.
So he said to God one day, yeah, God said to him, brother, where have you been? Satan said, oh, walking to and fro and up and down on the earth. He said, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth. He's a perfect man.
Ngakho wathi kuNkulunkulu ngelinye ilanga, yebo uNkulunkulu wathi kuye, ngizama ukuthi ubungaphi Satan? Wathi, oh, bengihamba-hamba futhi phansi phezulu emhlabeni. Wathi, uke waqaphela inceku yami uJob? Akulo njengaye emhlabeni, uyindoda epheleleyo.
Oh, I said, sure, you give him everything, do everything for him. Certainly, he's a great man. But let me have him one time. I'll change the tune. I'll make him curse you to your face. He said, you can't do it. That's his confidence in a believer.
Oh, wathi qiniso. Uyamupha konke, umenzela konke, qiniso. Uyindoda enkulu, kodwa yekela ngimthathe kanye. Ngizatshintsha icala. Ngizamenza akuthuke wena ebusweni bakho. Wathi awungeke wenze lokho. Ngithemba lakhe kokholwayo.
Wow! He's infinite, he's eternal. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows Satan couldn't do it, for he is the Word. He knew what Job would do.
Indaba, yena kalinganiswa, yena ngunaphakade, yena uyazi isiphetho kusukela ekuqaleni. Wazi uSatan wayengeke akwenze ngoba yena ulilizwi. Wazi ukuthi uJobe uzenzani.
I remember Job, he broke him out in boils, killed his children, took everything he's had, his health was gone. Even his comforters came and they couldn't do nothing but just accuse him of being a secret sinner.
Manze khumbula uJobe, wamkhawulisa ngamathumba, wabulala abantwana bakhe, wathatha konke ayelakho, impila kahle kwakungasela, loba abamduduzayo beza, futhi abenzanga lutho kuphela nje ukumethesa ukuba uyisoni sensitha.
And old Job got in such a place until he got so distressed. You have to get in distress first. You have to get to a time where you're at the end of the road.
futhi uJobe umdala wafika esimeni waze wahlukuluzeka kakhulu. Kumele ungene ekuhlukuluzweni kuqala, kumele ufike esikhathini sokuthi usuphelelwe.
Job got into the end of the room when he said, "Cursed be the day that I was born. May the sun not even shine, and may the moon not shine by the night. May the name never be called." And in that distress, then Jesus came along.
UJobe wafika lapha aphelelwa khona, lapho esithi, "Luqalekisiwe usuku engazalwa ngalo, sengathi ilanga lingaveli likhanyise, futhi sengathi inyanga ingakhanyisi ebusuku, sengathi lebizo lingabizwa." Futhi ekuhlukulezweni lokho uJesu wafika.
He looked down and said, "I see a mare, flower die, it rises again in the spring. If a tree blows down, it comes up again through the scent of water."
Wakhangela phansi njalo wathi, "Ngiyabona njengomuntu, iluba liyafa futhi liyavuka njalo entwasi. Nxa isihlahla siphephetheka phansi, siyavuka njalo ngephunga lamanzi."
He's seen all bodily life living again, but instead a man lay it down. He giveth up the ghost. Where is he? He knew he was an old man.
Wabona impilo yonke yezilimo iphila, njalo kodwa wathi, "Umuntu uyalala phansi abe sisifa. Ungapi?" Wazi ukuthi wayesengumuntu omdala.
He said his sons come to mourn over him and he perceive it not. "Oh, that thou would hide me in the grave and keep me in the secret place, that thy wrath be past. Point me a time and set me a time."
Wathi amadodana akhe ayabuya ezomkhalela, futhi kakuboni. "Oh, ngabe wena uyangifihla engcwabeni njalo ungigcine endaweni esensitha ukuze kudlule ulaka lwakho. Ngimisele isikhathi futhi ungibekele isikhathi."
We went going on like that talking. He is at the end of his distress. What would happen?
Sahamba futhi eqhubeka kanjalo ekhuluma, wayesesecineni kokuhlukuluzeka kwakhe. Kuzenzakalani?
The leaves live, come back in the trees, the flowers come back again, everything else come up, but a man lived down, he giveth up the ghost. He was in distress, he didn't know what could happen to him, and him at that age, when he did, then Jesus came along, God poured his head towards the sky, and he saw Jesus coming in the last days.
Amahlamvu ayaphila, ayaphenduka esihlahleni, amaluba ayaphenduka futhi, konke okunye kuyavuka, kodwa umuntu uyalala njalo afe. Wayephakathi kokuhlukuluzwa, kazange abekwazi okwakuzenzakala kuye, njalo esemdala kangaka. Lapho enze njalo, ngakho uJesu weza, uNkulunkulu wamkhombisa ikhanda lakhe esibhakabhakeni, njalo wasebona uJesu esiza ensukwini zokugcina.
That darkest of hour, when his wife said, "Curse God and die the death." Yet he said, "Woman, thou speakest like a foolish woman. The Lord gave and the Lord taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
Lelo khole limnyama kakhulu lapho umfazi wakhe wathi, "Qalekise uNkulunkulu ubususifa ukufa." Kunjalo wathi umfazi, ukhuluma njengomfazi oyisiwula, "Inkosi iphile, lenkosi yaphinda yathatha, kalibusiswe ibizo lenkosi."
Even his wife turned him down, his church turned him down, everybody turned him down. That dark hour where he didn't know where he was going from there, Jesus came along.
Loba inkosikazi yakhe yamala, ibandla lakhe lamala, wonke umuntu wamala kulelo hola elimnyama, lapho engazi ukuthi uzaqonda ngapi. Esuka lapho uJesu wafika.
Then he screamed out, "I know my Redeemer lives." And at the last days he'll stand up on the earth, and though at the skin worms destroys this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God whom I shall see. In his darkest hour, then Jesus come along. Yes, sir.
Ngakho wamemeza kakhulu, "Ngiyazi umhlengi wami uyaphila, lensukwini zokugcina yena uzakuma emhlabeni, futhi loba ngemva kokuba impethu zicitha lumzimba, kunjalo enyameni yami ngizambona uNkulunkulu, yena ngizazibonela ngokwami eholeni lakhe elimnyama kakhulu." Ngakho uJesu wafika, yebona umzana.
Moses, for Moses the darkest hour come for him in Israel. He was right in the line of duty, met God up there in the bush and said, "I am the I am."
UMose, kuMose, ihole elimnyama kakhulu lamfikela ko-Israyeli. Wayeqondile semsebenzini, wahlangana loNkulunkulu phezulu ngale esixokweni, futhi wathi, "Yimi unguye."
He went out and fought through all kind of impersonations of Jambres and Jambres, trying to impersonate his work. All this he stood true to God. He finally got Israel to believe.
wahamba futhi walwisa phakathi kwemihlobo yonke yokulungisela kukajanisi lochambresi bezama ukulungisela umsebenzi wakhe. Konke lokho wama eqinisekile kuNkulunkulu, wacina wenza u-Israyeli wakholwa.
Here he comes out of Egypt, going up to the promised land where God said, "You worship me on this mountain." That was the word of God.
Futhi nangu ephuma eJipita, esenyukela ezweni lesithembiso, lapho uNkulunkulu wathi, "Liza ngikhonza mina kulintaba." Kwakuli lizwi likaNkulunkulu lelo.
Moses knew he had to go to that mountain. God said so. No Pharaoh can kill him. No devil can kill him. Nothing can kill him. He's coming to that mountain. I feel religious.
Mose wayesazi kwakumele aye kuleyo ntaba. Amen. UNkulunkulu watsho njalo, akula Pharaoh ongambulala, akula demon elingambulala, akula nto engambulala. Uza kuleyo ntaba. Amen. Hallelujah. Ngizwa ngikholekile.
He's going to that mountain. Sure, we are a road to glory. Nothing's going to stop him. No, God's going to vindicate his word. I don't care what takes place, he's going to do it anyhow.
Uya kuleyo ntaba. Ngakho lathi sendleleni siye enkazimulweni, akulanto ezasimisa. Hathi umzana, uNkulunkulu uzafakazela ilizwi lakhe. Angilandaba ukuthi kwenzakalani, yena uzakwenza kungelani.
Yes. On his road, right in the path of duty, here he is hemmed in between the mountains. He listens and hears a roar behind him. What is it? Pharaoh's chariots for the thousands, coming armored with spears and things to ride him down and tramp him down. There's the Red Sea heading cut off.
Yebo, esendleleni yakhe khona, endleleni yomsebenzi, nangu la, incindezelwe phakathi kwezintaba, uyalalela futhi, ebese sizwa umdumo ngemva kwakhe. Kuyini? Inqola zikaFero ngezinkulungwane zisiza, zihlomile lemkhonto lezinto ukuzoba nyathela lokuba fithizela phansi. Nantu lwandlo lubomvu lwaluquma phambi kwakhe.
What did he do? He got distressed. The people all screaming, "Oh, we're in for it now. Pharaoh will kill us. The swords will be run through us. Our babies will die here in the wilderness." Moses cried out, "Oh, God!" And then Jesus came on the scene.
Wenzani? Wangena egu? Wangena ekuhlukuluzweni. Abantu bonke beklabalala. Oh, sakhawula manje. UPharaoh uzasibulala. Inkemba zakhe zizasigwaza. Ingane zethu zizafela lapha enkangala. UMose wakhala, "Oh, Nkulunkulu." Futhi ke uJesu wafika endaweni.
He was a pillar of fire. That's right. He come down and he hung between him and the danger. Hey man, he's our go-between. He's a stand-between. Amen. A mediator.
Yena wayensika yomlilo. Yikho kanye. Yena wehla futhi wazilengisa. Yena phakathi kwakhe lengozi. Amen. Yena nguyu nguseli wethu. Yena nguye uma mela phakathi. Amen. Umnqusele.
There he stood, standing there, darkness to the Egyptians, those who were coming to try to do something about it. He was light to them to walk by.
Yena wema lapho, emile lapho, ubunyama kwabase Jephitha, labo ababesiza bezozama ukwenza ulutho ngakho. Yena waba ikukhanya kubo ukuthi bedlule.
And in the morning when the wind started blowing real hard that night, then what did he do? He had come in the form of the pillar of fire. Remember, he's still that pillar of fire. Yes, sir. When he was on earth, he said, "I come from God and I go to God."
Ngakho ekuseni umoya usuvunguza kakhulu. Lobo busuku ngakho wenzani? Yena wayezile yena esimeni sensiki yomlilo. Khumbula yena ulokho eyileyo nsiki yomlilo. Yebo nomzana, lapho yena esemhlabeni wathi, "Ngivela kuNkulunkulu njalo ngibuyela kuNkulunkulu."
And after his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, St. Paul, on his road down to Damascus, he was struck down by that pillar of fire.
Futhi emva kokufa kwakhe, ukungcwatshwa, ukuvuka, lokwenyuka, uPaul ongcwele sendleleni esiya eDamaseko, wachayelwa phansi yileyo nsiki yomlilo.
Remember, he was a Hebrew. He would have not said this. He said, "Lord, who are you?" Capital L-O-R-D, Elohim. "Who are you that are persecuting?" He said, "I'm Jesus." Amen.
Kumbula wayengumyebhero, wayengeke athi lokho. Wathi, "Nkosi, ungubani wena, ibala elikhulu, Nkosi Elohim, ungubani wena enguzingelayo?" Yena wathi, "NginguJesu." Amen.
Hallelujah! He's the first and the last, he says. A little while in the world seeth me, and more yet you'll see me. I'll be with you even in you.
Hallelujah! Yena uyikuqala lokugcina. Ulokho engufanayo kuseyisikhatshana lomhlaba mina kawuyikungibona kodwa liza ngibona mina ngiza kuba lani futhi kini.
The same pillar of fire, the same God, doing the same thing with the same promise. Amen. Making his word manifested. I am the resurrection life. I'm he that was, he that is, and he that shall come. Yes, sir.
Insiko emlilo efanayo, uNkulunkulu ofanayo, esenza into efanayo, ngesithembiso esifanayo, amen, esenza libonakaliswe ilizwi lakhe. Ngikuvuka lokuphila, nginguye lo owayekhona, lo okhona, lalo ozwakuza, yabona umzane.
Your fathers eat men in the wilderness, he said they're everyone dead, but I am that I am.
Yeah, okhokho bethu badla imane enkangala, yena wathi, bonke bona bafile. Kodwa yimi lo engenguye.
Moses in the burning bush, that was the I am. He's still the I am, not I was, I am. Present tense all time.
Mose esiqukwini esiphephayo lo kwakunguye yena uloko enguye athi owaye nguye okhona sonke isikhathi.
We find out here that Moses is backed out into this corner and the Christ had come down. Now the Bible said that Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
Sithola lapho kuba uMose uchovelwe phakathi kwaleli khona lo Christu wayehlile. Manje le Bible lacho njalo ukuthi uMose wanaka ihlazo lika Christu inotho enkulu kule ngcebo yeJibhite.
The reproach of Christ. Christ was an anointing, the Logos that went out of God. The angel, any Bible reader knows that angel was Christ.
Ihlazo lika Christu, uChristu wayelugcobo, ilogosi eyaphuma kuNkulunkulu. Ingilosi wonke olibalayo iBhayibheli uyakwazi ukuba leyo ngilosi nguChristu.
And there he was in the wilderness and he came on the scene in the form that he was supposed to be manifested in. Glory to God!
Hallelujah.
He comes today in the form of the same Christ manifested in him.
Futhi nangu yena enkangala, njalo yena weza endaweni. Esimeni okwakumele yena abonakaliswe ekuso inkazimulo kuNkulunkulu yena iyeza namhlanje esimeni uKristu ofanayo ebonakaliswe kuso.
He told him he'd take him out. He was doing it. There he come to stand by his word to vindicate it. Then after he'd done come like he did to Martha, then he called. He said, Moses, why are you crying to me? Speak to this people that you go far.
Wabatela yena ukuthi uzakubakhupha. Wayekwenza yena lapho yena weza wema lelizwi lakhe ukulifakazela lona ngakho esebuyile yena njengalokho wakwenza kuMarita ngakho wabiza yena wathi Mose ukhalelani kimi khuluma kulaba bantu ukuthi liye phambili.
That dark hour the Red Sea opened up and they went across. On their journey to fulfill the word of God. Yes, at Moses' darkest hour, then Jesus come along. We got time now, and he called Moses.
Lelo khole limnyama, ulwandle lobomvu, lwavuleka, base becapha endleleni, besiyagcwalisa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Yebo, ikhole elimnyama likaMose, uJesu weza lapho, selesikhathi manje, futhi yena wabiza uMose.
We want to draw your attention to another little man. His name is Jairus. There's so many of them in the world today. He was a secret believer.
Sifuna ukulazisa ngenye indoda encinyane ibizo lakhe lalinguJairus abanengi kakhulu abanjalo emhlabeni namhlanje wayelikholwa lensitha.
He loved Jesus, he'd heard about him, he believed him, but you see he had already joined himself to an organization.
Wayemthanda uJesu, wayezwile ngaye, wamkholwa yena, kodwa yabo wayevele wahlanganela lenhlangano.
He couldn't come out and confess it. He believed it. But he couldn't confess it. So he had done joined up with the unbelievers.
Yeah. Wayenje. Wayengeke aphume njalo akuvume khona. Wakukholwa khona. Kodwa wayengeke kuvume. Ngakho wayesehlanganele labangakholwayo.
But he really believed it showed. But a man gets in that shape, sometime God brings him to the showdown. It's in distress. It's when we really show our colors, what we really are.
Kodwa wayekukholwa sibili. Uyazi nxa umuntu engena kuleso simo, kwesinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu yambandezela. Kusekuhlukulezweni lapho. Esitshengisa sobali imbala yethu. Lokho esiyikho sibili.
So there was his already jarred up to the unbelievers that he done went over and put his name on the book and so forth, and he was a priest, and so he just couldn't hardly make a confession because that was his meal ticket. So, but he still believed Jesus.
Ngakho nango lapho wayesevele wahlanganela labangakholwayo futhi wayesehambile lokuya bhalisa ibizo lakhe ebhukwini lokunjalo. Lokho wayengumpriest njalo wayengeke nje enze isivumo ngoba lokho kwakulitikiti lakhe lokudla kunjalo kodwa waye lokho ekhola uJesu.
One day his little girl got sick. All my go doubt a man if he, like that would call the doctor, physician come, attended to the child, her fever got worse and worse. After a while she got so hot and everything, she finally got at the point of death.
Ngelinye ilanga inkazana yakhe encane yagula. Oh mina yena kungela kuthandabuza lindoda nxa yena njengalokho wayengabiza udokotela. Umelaphi wabuya wakhangela umntwana uququ lwakhe lwengeza lokwengeza ngemva kwesikhatshana wachisa kakhulu lakho konke waze wafika esimeni sokufa.
He was in distress. He had to do something. He just didn't know what to do. Now he thought if I could only find him wherever he is.
Wayesekuhlukulezweni kwakumele enze olunye ulutho yena kazange nje ukuthi enzeni. Manje wacabanga xa ngingamthola nje yena loba engapi.
Now he never waited until it got night time, like Nicodemus did to have a private interview. Time was for action. The time had come for action, and he must act then.
Manje kalindelanga kwaze kwaba sebusuku njengalokho okwenziwa nguNicodemus ukuba lengxoxo yensitha. Kwakuyisikhathi sokwenza, isikhathi sasesifikile esokwenza njalo kumele enze khonapho.
I think, brother, sister, the same is now. The time has come for action. The time has come to believe or don't believe. That separating line comes to every man and woman. It comes to every child.
Futhi ngiyacabanga mfowethu, dadewethu, kunjalo lakathesi, isikhathi sifikile sokwenza, isikhathi sifikile ukukholwa loba ukungakholwa. Lowo mzila wokwahlukanisa uyafikela wonke wesilisa lowesifazane, ufika kumntwana wonke.
Sometimes when you pass that line, there's only one thing left, that's judgment. When you pass between mercy and judgment, when you pass that line.
Kwesinye isikhathi nxa udlula umzila lo, kule nto eyodwa eseleyo, yokwahlulelwa lapho udlula phakathi komusa, lokwahlulelwa lapho usedlula lo mzila.
Remember, he got in distress. He didn't know what to do. There stood his priests, all the rabbis standing around him. The fellowship was with him. All down there watched his little girl die.
Kumbula, wangena ekuhlukulezweni. Wayengazi ukuthi enzeni. Babemi lapho abapriesti bakhe, bonke orabi bemi bemhanqile. Ubudlelwano babulaye bonke. Phansi ngale bekhangela inkazana yakhe encane isifa.
The doctor standing on the outside with his hands folded, shaking his hands. I'll give every medicine that I know. And still, see, it was Jesus working all the time. Jesus is doing this for a purpose to bring the color out of that little fellow.
Udokotela emi ngaphandle, egoqa izandla zakhe, ephosa izandla, ngimnike yonke imithi engiyaziyo futhi. Bona, kwakunguJesu esebenza sonke isikhathi. UJesu wayele njongo ngokwenza lokho, ukuze akhiphe umbala kulindoda encane.
That's why I see him go get his little black hat and pull it on, put his little priest coat on. Where are you going? I'm hurt. He's down the river. I'm going after him. Oh my! Where he went?
Ngemva kwesikhatshana ngiyambona ebuyela ukuyathatha ingwane yakhe encane emnyama, wagqoka lejazi lakhe lobupriest elincane. Uya ngapi? Ngizwile yena uphansi emfuleni. Ngiyamlandela yena. Oh mina wahamba.
Of distress, he had to make a decision. Let his child die, or he knew that was a manifestation of the word.
Kulelo khola lokuhluku mezeka kwakumele enze isinqumo, ayekele umntwana wakhe sifa kumbe abekwazi ukuba lokho yikubonakaliswa kwelizwi.
He was a priest and he had read the word. And he knew that that was God's manifestation. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself.
Waye ngumpriest, njalo waye balile ilizwi futhi, waye sazi lokho. Kwakuyi kubonakaliswa kaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu waye kuKristu, ebuyisa umhlaba kuye.
He knew that, and he was forced to the issue. He had to make a mistake. Let his child die, or make his confession. When he got in that distress, it was about that time that Jesus came along.
Wayekwazi lokho, njalo wabanjwa ngamandla kulindaba. Kwakumele enze iphutha, ayiyekele umntwana wakhe afe, kumbe enze isivumo sakhe, lapho esekuhlukulezweni lokho. Kwakuphose kube yisikhathi lapho uJesu afika khona.
He went to see him. He said, I'll go with you, whatever you say. And on the road here come a runner, the dark thing there, and made his confession. And he believed him. He had done excommunicated himself then, put himself in public eyes then, that he was a believer on Jesus.
Wayambona yena. Wathi, ngizahamba lawe, loba yini oyichoyo. Futhi phandle endleleni, naso isithunywa sisiza, into emnyama lapho, wayesenze isivumo sakhe, ukuthi uyamkholwa yena. Wayesezi xothisile kudala njalo, wazifaka emehlweni abantu ukuthi wayekholwa uJesu.
And here come a runner said, don't bother nobody because your girl's already died. She died yesterday. She's already dead. Don't fool with it no more.
Nanso lapho isithunywa sathi, ungahluphi muntu ngoba inkazana yakho isifile kudala. Ufe izolo, usefile kudala. Ungazihluphi ngakho futhi.
And always a little heart like to fail, but he looked to see those eyes of Jesus and said, didn't I say to you? Don't fear if you want to see the glory of God. What you scared about? I've already told you I would go.
Futhi oh nhliziyo yakhe encane yaphosa yama. Kodwa wakhangela wabona lawo mehlo kaJesu wathi angichonge ku ungesabi nxa ufuna ukubona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu. Kuyini okwesabayo ngikutshelile kudala ngizahamba.
He's already said he would come. He's already said he'd do this, and here he is doing it.
Amen.
Amen. He said he would rise on the scene in the last days and do these things as he did, as we read last night and talked. Here he is doing it. What are you scared about?
Wayesechile ukuthi yena uyeza. Wayesechile ukuthi uzakwenza yena lokho. Njalo nangu, uyakwenza yena. Amen. Wathi yena uzakuvuka esimeni ensukwini zokugcina lokwenza izinto lezi njengoba wenza, njengoba sibalile izolo ebusuku sakhuluma. Nangu yena uyakwenza, kuyini okwesabayo.
Remember, when he came and he called her from the dead. He came on the scene and called her from the dead.
Khumbula, lapho efika yena, futhi wambiza kwabafileyo, wafika yena endaweni futhi wambiza kwabafileyo.
Old blind Bartimaeus one time hit his darkest hour. Jesus is down there organizing a full gospel businessman's breakfast down there in Jericho. And he had Zacchaeus down there. He had met him in a tree down the street. So when he wouldn't organize anything else, I'm sure. See?
UBartimaeus mdala kwesinye isikhathi waba seholeni lakhe elimnyama. UJesu wayephansi ngale waqoqa ukudla kwasekuseni kwaba somabhizimisi amadoda evangeli eligcweleyo phansi ngale eJericho. Njalo yena wayelo Zakheo phansi ngale wayehlangane laye esihlahleni phansi esitaladini. Ngakho lapho yena kahle yena wayengeke aqoqe lutho. Ngileqiniso uyabona.
So then when he come down there and he had him, Zacchaeus, he went with him. Old blind Bartimaeus had been blind since his little boy. So he thought Jesus might come out that gate. He was waiting.
Ngakho ke lapho yena efika khona ngale phansi futhi yena wayelaye uZakheo wayehambelaye. UBartimaeus omdala owaye isiphofu kusukela engumfanyana. Ngakho wacabanga ukuthi uJesu uzaphuma ngalelo sango futhi wayemelele.
After a while he heard a lot of noise and everybody coming by and he heard priests say, Hey you! You going up the hill there! We hear that you raised the dead. We got a whole graveyard full of them up here. If you be the Messiah, come up here and raise these dead. You know that same devil still lives?
Yeah.
In the form of religion, the same way.
Ngemva kwesikhatshana wezwa umsindo, njalo wonke umuntu esiza ngakhonapho. Futhi wezwa umpriest esithi, hey, wena, oqansa uqaqa lapho, wenzile, sizwa ukuthi uvusa abafileyo. Silawa amangcwaba agcwele bona phezulu ngapha. Nga wena ungumesiya, nga wena ungumesiya, oza ngapha futhi ubavusa abafileyo lapha. Uyazi lo devele ofanayo uloke phila bona esimeni senkolo ngendlela efanayo yabo.
If you be the Messiah, you raise the dead. We got a graveyard full of them up here. Come, oh, everybody screaming, one hollering Hosanna to the prophet, another hollering this, that, the other. Such a confusion.
Nga ungu Messiah tina, uvusa abafileyo, silamangcwaba agcwele bona phezulu lapha. Buya futhi o wonke umuntu eklabalala, omunye ememeza Hosanna kumprofeti, omunye la ememeza lokhu lokuya, kumbe okunye ukudideka okunjani.
This old blind man thought, oh, I missed him. He come out down there and I thought he'd come here. I've been put in the wrong place. And he got to screaming.
Lumtala o isipofu wacabanga, oh, ngimkhuthile yena. Yena uphume phandle ngale. Futhi bengicabanga ukuthi yena ubuya ngapha. Ngifakwe endaweni engayisiyo. Futhi waqala ukuklabalala.
He thought if he is the word, he's God. He's got to be. So, oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. In that hour of distress, he called out.
Wacabanga nxa yena elilizwi yena ngonkulunkulu kumele abe nguye ngakho o Jesu ndodana kaDavida ngizwele umusa kulelo hola lokuhlukuluzeka wabiza.
Now Jesus, if you mark him, here was the Jericho where they said he was sitting, he was 150 yards from where Jesus was with thousands of people rushing around him. He couldn't have heard that man's cry. No, but he felt it.
Amen.
He stopped.
Manje uJesu nxa kusenza kuqaphele lapha wayese Jericho lapho abathi wayehlezi khona wayekhatshana lalapho okwakulo Jesu ngamayadi alikhulu lamachumi amahlanu kule nkulungwane zabantu zigijimela kuye. Yena wayengeke ezwe ukukhala kwendoda le hatshi kodwa yena wakuzwa yena wama.
I want to preach one of these nights and then Jesus stopped. Oh, and then Jesus stooped. Oh, but when Jesus stopped, what was it? He called him.
Ngizathanda ukuchumayela ngobunye ubusuku, futhi ke uJesu wema. Oh, futhi ke uJesu wema. Oh, kodwa lapho uJesu esima, kwakuyini yena wambiza.
The master has come. Don't be weary, said the disciples. He called thee. He's calling you. Call him out from that crowd. He does the same thing now. Does it soak in?
Inkosi sibuyile, ungakhathali, batho abafundi. Yena uyakubiza, yena ubiza wena, wambiza phakathi kwexuku. Yena wenza into efanayo kathesi. Kuyathophela yini, bona.
The master has come and called for you, and he called him from blindness to life. And he calls for you. And when he called him, he gave him back his sight.
Inkosi sibuyile futhi kubizile futhi yena wambiza esuka ukuba yisiphofu esiya ekukhanyeni esuka ebunyameni esiya ekukhanyeni futhi yena wambiza edlula ekufeni esiye kuphileni. Inkosi sibuyile futhi yena iyakubiza futhi yena embiza yena wamvula amehlo akhe.
A little woman with a blood issue one time up on the hill had spent all of her money with the doctors. She no doubt had sold the team, had sold the farm, had it mortgaged.
Owesifazane omncane owayesopha igazi kwesinye isikhathi phezu koqaqa wayeqede yonke imali yakhe kubo bonke odokotela. Yena kungela kuthandabuza babethengise inkabi zokulima, babethengise ipulazi.
They'd spent all they could with the physicians. None of them done her any good. She constantly got worse and worse. The blood wouldn't stop. Constantly on and on it went. She got deeper and deeper.
Babe patale gonke ababelakho kubelaphi. Akula owamenzela okuhle. Waye lokho edlulisa elokho edlulisa igazi lalingami. Njalo njalo laqhubeka laqhubeka wachona futhi wachona.
And one day, while sitting there knitting up on the hill from where she lived, she looked down into the valley and she seen a boat come in. Everybody began to run, Hosanna to the prophet. She had heard about him. Faith comes by hearing. Now she said, I'll go down and get a look at him.
Futhi ngelinye ilanga lapho ehlezi eseluka ephezulu eqaqeni lapho ayehlala khona wakhangela phansi esikhotheni futhi wabona isikepe sisiza wonke umuntu waqala ukugijima osana kumprofeti wayesezwile ngaye ukukholwa kubuya ngokuzwa manje wathi ngizehla phansi njalo ngiyembona.
And when she walked down there and she first got a sight of the word of God manifested in flesh, there's something about his talk and his looks that she knew that was him.
Yes,
yes sir.
Futhi lapho ehamba esehlela khona futhi kuqala wabona ilizwi likaNkulunkulu libonakaliswe enyameni kwakulolutho ngenkulumo yakhe njalo lesimo sakhe wazi ngakho ukuba nguye yebo nomzana.
Oh, if I could only attract his attention some way, if I could only touch him in some manner, and she slipped through the crowd as she touched his garment.
Oh, nxa ngimkhangelisa ngapha ngenye indlela, nxa ngingamthinta ngendlela ethile, futhi wachungubala phakathi kwexuku, njalo wathinta isambatho sakhe.
I remember it wasn't her finger that it fell. No, sir, because the Palestinian garment hangs loose, and Peter said, everybody's touch. He said, but this is a different touch. I perceive that I have gotten weak.
Manje kumbula, kwa kunga simuno wake, yena auzwayo hachi numzani, ngoba isambatho sePalestina siyalenga singabambi. Futhi yena, bathi, uPetro wathi, wonke umuntu kuthintile wena. Yena wathi, kodwa lokhu ikuthinta okwahlukele. Ngizwe sengibuthakathaka.
Jesus had come. Her money was gone. Everything was gone in that dark hour when the blood wouldn't stop and the doctors couldn't stop it. Jesus coming. What did he do? He called her. Looked around until he found her. And he said, you had a blood issue, but it stopped.
UJesu wayefikile. Imali yakhe yayiphelile. Konke kwakuphelile. Kodwa kulelo hole elimnyama lapho igazi lalingami futhi namadokotela engeke alimisa, uJesu wafika futhi kuyini akwenzayo yena. Yena wambiza, wathalaza, waze yena wamfumana njalo wathi yena, ubusophi igazi kodwa limile.
He's the same yesterday and forever. Master has come and he calls for you. He's come and he called her back to health.
Yena ngofana izolo lamhlela phakade, inkosi isibuyile njalo yona iyakubiza. Yena usefikile futhi yena wabiza, yena wambizela ekuphileni kuhle.
The little woman at the well that we spoke of last night, all hopes is gone. Perhaps maybe her fifth husband had left her and she just took the sixth one that night and she was a little doubt about him.
Owesifazana omncane emthonjeni esikhulume ngaye ubusuku obedluleyo, lonke ithemba kungasela, mhlawumbe ingxenye umkakhe owesihlanu wayesemtshile futhi wayesanda kuthatha owesithupha ebusuku lobo futhi wayengani uyamthandabuza kancane.
Morally, she was gone. She wanted to be a real lady. No doubt she had been reading the Bible. And she was going along there, going up about 11 o'clock. She couldn't come early in the morning when the righteous women come.
Ngokuziphatha, wayesedlulele. Wayefuna ukuba likhosikazi sibili. Yena kungela kuthandabuza, wayebala iBhayibheli. Futhi wayehamba khona ngale, ehamba phose ngehola lethumi lanye. Wayengeke abuye ekuseni lapho kubuya abesifazane abalungileyo.
And they packed their water up on their head and their jugs and went back down so she couldn't come mix with them. They had a segregation of that and that day. The right and wrong didn't mix together.
Futhi bathwala amanzi abo emakhanda lenkonxa. Futhi babuyela phansi ngakho ke wayengeke abuye ahlangane labo. Bona babeloku bandlululana kwalokho. Ngalolo suku okuhle lokubi kwakungaxubani.
The immoral stayed in their place. So she couldn't come with the rest of them. They wouldn't let her come. So after everybody got their waters and went back, she come for better.
Abangaziphathiyo babehlala endaweni yabo. Ngakho wayengeke abuye labanye bonke. Babengeke bamvumele ukubuya. Ngakho ngemva kokukha kwabanye amanzi abo babuyela. Wabuya kokungcono.
And then she come up there with this pot on her head. No doubt she's going along thinking, now the man that I married got a hold of last night, I'm doubting him.
Futhi ke wabuya phezu lapho elembiza yakhe ekhanda kungela kuthandabuza wayehamba icabanga manje indoda engendele kuyo okumbe engibambileyo ubusuku obedluleyo ngiyathandabuza.
He's a man, he acts a funny, I just don't know about him. I haven't got a chance, I'm ousted from society, and I can't go to those churches, they don't, just look at him. I don't know what to do.
Uyindoda, uziphatha ngokungazwisekiyo, kangazi lutho ngaye, angilalo ithuba, ngixotshiwe ebantwini futhi angeke ngiye ebandleni lawo, aba bangikhangele bona, kangazi ukuthi ngenzeni.
I'm in distress, and I've been reading the Bible. Surely someday that prophet will come on the scene. Now, I know they claim that there is no such a thing in this, so maybe 100 years off and 1,000 years off. We've been looking for it for thousands of years. It's never happened yet, so we ain't looking for it now. Everything's so, oh, no, we got churches and things. We don't need nothing like that now.
Ngisekhlukuluzweni, futhi bengibala iBhayibheli ngeqiniso ngelinye ilanga lo mprofethi uzabuya endaweni. Manje ngiyakwazi bashilo ukuthi akulanto enjengaleyo futhi lokho kunjalo ingxenye kukhuthe ngeminyaka elikhulu futhi kukhuthe ngeminyaka eyinkulungwane besikukhangelele okweminyaka ezinkulungwane njalo akukwenzakali ngakho kwakathesi asikukhangelelanga konke kunjalo hachi silawa amabandla lezinto asifuni into enjengaleyo kathesi.
So let's just go along our thinking. You know, when you think about him, that's when he appears to you. Like we had last night when he was on the road to Emmaus.
Ngakho ke wayehamba khonapho ecabanga. Uyazi nxa ucabanga ngaye, yikho lapho yena abonakala kuwe, njengalokho ebesilakho, ubusuku obedluleyo, lapho besendleleni besiya e-Emmaus.
When she thought all those things, she heard a man say, bring me a drink.
Lapho ecabanga ngalezo zinto, wezwa indoda isithi, ngiphathele mina amanzi.
What about in her darkest of hours when her morals is gone? Maybe a pretty little lady been turned on the street to live in. Sometimes it's not the little girl's fault, it's her parents' fault. They let her get out like that.
Yini ngakho, emahole nakhe amnyama, kakhulu lapho ukuziphatha kwakhe kungasekho. Mhlawumbe ikhosikazi elincinyane elibukekayo. Wangeniswa esitaladeni kuphila lokho. Kwesinye isikhathi kasocala le ntombi encane, ngicala labazali bakhe. Lokumekela ephuma phandle njalo.
And there she was, maybe her little curls all hanging down. She was depleted, going along, weary, and nobody had anything to do with her. The child, maybe a big story behind it.
Futhi nangiyana mhlawumbe inwele zakhe, ezincane, zilengile zonke. Wayehlulukelwe, ehamba ekhathele, njalo kungela muntu olendaba laye. Umntwana futhi mhlawumbe kule ndaba enkulu ngemuva kwakhe.
Anyhow, I know one thing, she had read the Bible and she believed the Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a little seed laying down in her heart, says, if it ever happens, I'll know it. She was predestinated to that.
Kungelani ngiyazi into eyodwa. Waye balili iBhayibheli. Njalo walikholo iBhayibheli. Futhi kwakukhona intanga encane ilele phansi enhlizweni yakhe. Isithi, nxa kungenzeka, ngizaba kwazi. Waye miselwe phambili. Kulokho.
Look at that old Judas standing there and acting like what he did. He was black down the bottom of his heart. The light was shining up here in his works. But down in his heart, he didn't believe it.
Khangela lo Judas omdala emile lapho. Futhi eziphatha ngendlela enza ngayo. Kwakumnyama phansi ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakhe. Ukukhanya kwakukhanyisa phezulu la emsebenzini yakhe. Kodwa phansi enhliziyweni yakhe, wayengakukholwa.
And here she was, see the light couldn't get down to that, but here she was, she believed it, but her life was blacked out. When the light struck, it took the blackness out.
Amen.
But when the light struck up here, it blacked it all over. That's the difference.
Futhi wayelapha yena, bona, ukukhanya. Kwakungela, kukhanyise lokho. Kodwa wayelapha. Kholwa, wakukholwa. Kodwa impilo yakhe, yayimnyama. Lapho ukukhanya, kuchaya. Kwasusa ubunyama kodwa lapho ukukhanya kutshaya phezu ngapha kwaba mnyama yonke indawo yiwo umahluko.
See, she was born for that purpose. She said when he told her how many husbands she had, she what happened? She got all at once excited like she got in distress.
Bon wazalelwa injongo leyo wathi lapho yena emtshela ukuthi ube namadoda amangaki wa kwenzakalani. Wangani wavuselelwa wabasekuhlukulezweni.
She said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
I know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll do these things.
Amen.
Then he called her.
Wati, mnumzane, ngiyabona ukuthi wena ungumprofeti. Ngiyazi ukuba lapho uMesiya ebuya, yena uzayenza into lezo. Ngakho yena wambiza.
Then he called her, I'm he. He that speaks with him.
Yes, amen.
She recognized it by the word of God. He called her from her sins to a life that her name is in the Bible, and she's got immortal life today. He can call you the same way because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ngakho yena wambiza. Nginguye lo okhuluma lawe. Wakunanzelela khona ngelizwi likaNkulunkulu. Yena wambiza ezonweni zakhe, esiza empilweni, futhi ibizo lakhe liseBhayibhelini, njalo ulempilo engapheliyo lalamhlanje. Yena engabiza lawe ngendlela efanayo, ngoba yena ungokufanayo izolo lamhlanje laphakade.
Her morals was gone, but still she knew that he had that discernment. She knew that that had to be the Messiah. Then when Jesus said, I am he, she knew that was.
Ukuziphatha kwakhe kwakungasela. Kodwa kunjalo, wakwazi ukuthi yena wayeloku dalula lokho. Wakwazi ukuba lo wayemele ebe nguMesiya. Ngakho lapho uJesu esithi nginguye wakwazi ukuthi nguye.
One time the disciples was out on the boat, all hopes is gone, the storms had went away without Jesus, the storms are just, it's like it was at Lazarus' house.
Kwesinye isikhathi abafundi babe sesikepeni phandle, lonke ithemba liphelile, iziphepho babesuke bengela Jesu, futhi leziphepho zazi njengoba kwakunjani endlini kaLazaro.
All hopes is gone, the little old boat had waterlogged, and they were screaming and crying and maybe praying and going on. The lightning of flashing and the boat filled up with water, the mast poles dropped down, the oars broke, and they were holding one another crying.
Ithemba lonke liphelile, isikepe esincane esindala sesimunya amanzi, futhi babe hlaba umkhosi bekhala, futhi mhlawumbe babe khuleka njalo beqhubeka. Lombani ubaneka, futhi lesikepe sesigcwele amanzi, ingodo zensika zazikhithikele phansi, lezi kwedliso zephuka, njalo babe kwakwatelene omunye komunye bekhala.
And that real darkest of hour, then Jesus come walking along. But he looked like a shadow to them. He looked scary, like a spirit. And they cried out with fear. That's what's the matter today. Jesus comes in an hour, your dark hour, and you're afraid of it.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is.
Futhi kulelo hola elimnyama kakhulu. Ngakho uJesu wafika ehamba. Kodwa yena wangani isithunzi kubo. Yena wakhangeleka esisabisa njengomoya. Futhi bakhala ngokwesaba. Yilo uhlupho lanamhlanje. UJesu yafika eholeni lobunyama behola lakho. Njalo ukwesaba khona, awazi ukuthi khona kuyini.
They didn't know what he was. They said, oh, it's a spirit, and it's screaming. And then he called and said, fear not, it is I.
Kabazange bazi ukuthi yena wayeyini. Bathi, oh, ngumoya, babe hlaba umkhosi. Njalo ke yena ebabiza wathi, lingesabi yimi.
Yeah.
In the darkest of hour, Jesus come along their help. That's what he always does, comes in the darkest of hour. Then Jesus came and manifested himself and come to them.
Ebunyameni bekhola, uJesu wafika, usizo lwabo. Iyo indlela yena ahleze senza ngayo. Ubuye ebunyameni bekhola, ngakho uJesu wafika, njalo wazibonakalisa ngokwakhe, futhi wafika kubo.
Peter said, if it be you, bid me come on water. Jesus said, come on.
UPetro wathi, nxa kunguwe, ngivumele ngibuye phezu kwamanzi. uJesu wathi buya.
You know what, friends? Soon he will come for those in this last days. Now, isn't it strange that the church has got in this dark hour again?
Liyakwazi ukuthini bangani? Masinya, yena uzalanda labo. Kulezi insuku zocina. Manje akuzwisiseki yini ukuba ibandla lingene kuleli hola elimnyama futhi.
I'm going to say something here. It's not a doctrine. I'm just prophesying. You know what's happened?
It's going to come to a place soon, mark my word, that all denominations are going to have to join the ecumenical council. If they don't, they can't have the support of the council.
Ngizacho enye into lapha. Kayisiyo mfundiso. Ngiyaprofeta nje. Uyazi kwenzakalani. Kuzofika endaweni masinya. Bamba ilizwi lami. Ukuba zonke inhlanganiso ziza hlanganyela ikhansili yenkolo zonke zesiKristu. Nga bengakwenzi kaba soze bathole usekelo lwekhansili.
Therefore there will be a boycott and nobody can go to these churches or go to any churches unless you have a mark from your own church you cannot buy or sell. You see it just as it was, so it's going to be again a mark unto the beast.
Ngakho ke kuza kuba lokukhalala futhi akula ozakuya kulawo mabandla kumbe ukuya loba yiwapha amabandla ngaphandle ube lophawu oluvela ebandleni lakho awungeke uthenge kumbe uthengise uyabo kukhona njengoba kwakunjalo ngakho kuza kuba njalo futhi uphawu kuso isilo.
And the church are realizing that spiritual people and you Pentecostal people anyhow are recognizing it. You begin to feel it.
Futhi ibandla baya kunanzelela lokho abantu bakamoya futhi lina abantu besiPentecost kungenani liya kunanzelela khona seliqalile ukukuzwa.
When your churches, many of the organizations of the Pentecost, and I don't have to call your names, but you know, right now they're coming into it. They've done witness that they were.
Lapho amabandla enu, inhlangano ezinenge zamaPentecost, futhi akudingi ukuba ngilibize ngamabizo enu. Kodwa liyakwazi khona kathesi, bayabuya kukho, sebefakazile kudala ukuthi bayakwenza.
And when you do that, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to forfeit your evangelical teaching of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're going to have to forfeit your doctrine of the Bible, and the members is not going to stand for it.
Amen.
Real born-again Christians will die first.
Amen.
They're warned by the word. They know this thing's coming. Amen. Yes, sir.
Futhi lapho ukwenza lokho, kuzamela ukuthi wenzeni. Kuzamela uthiye imfundiso yakho yobuvangeli yobhapathizo ngomoya ongcwele. Kuzamela uthiye imfundiso yakho yeBhayibheli futhi amalunga akasoze akumele lokho amaKristu aqotho azelwe kutsha baza kufa kuqala bayaxwayiswa yilizwi bayakwazi ukuthi into le iyeza yebona umzana.
And isn't it strange that right in this darkest of hour then Jesus comes along and calls us and said, don't get scared, it's me, I'm still with you, I'm here to manifest my word. As he was then, so is he now. He said he would do that.
Akujwayelekanga angicho. Futhi khona kuleli hola elimnyama kakhulu. Ngakho Jesu yabuya njalo esibize wathi lingesabi yimi. Mina ngilokho ngilani. Ngilapha ukubonakalisa ilizwi lami. Njengoba yena wayenjalo ngale unjalo yena la manje. Wathi yena uza kwenza lokho.
Oh my, the master has come and has called for us. Many sick people here, no doubt, that are sitting here and the doctor has told you there's no hope for you. You may be in your darkest of hour, but remember, the master has come and called for you.
Oh, mina, inkosi sifikile futhi isisibizile. Banenga abantu abagulayo lapha. Kungela ukuthandabuza ukuthi bahlezi lapha. Lo dokotela ukutshelile ukuthi Agula temba lakho. Ungaba seholeni lakho elimnyama kakhulu. Kodwa khumbula inkosi sibuyile futhi ikubizile.
And someday the master is going to come and call for every name that's wrote on the Lamb's book of life. If yours are not there, get it on there now. For he's going to come and call even those that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth to life.
Futhi ngelinye ilanga. Inkosi izabuya futhi ibize wonke amabizo abhalwe ebhukwini lewundlo lokuphila nxa elakho lingekho lapho lingenise khona manje ngoba yena uzakuza njalo ebize loba labo abasemathuneni bazakuzwa iphimbo lakhe futhi babuye baphile.
The master will come and call for you, and while he's calling today, answer and make preparations for that day is my advice to you.
Inkosi izabuya njalo ikubize futhi esabiza yena lamuhla pendula lokho lungiselela lolosuku isicebiso sami kuwe.
The promise of this age, he promised he would be here. The things that he did, he would do again. And now, again, the Master has come and calls for you. Let us bow our heads. I've got about 6 more pages here, but I can't get to that now. Let's bow our heads. I promise to let you out early. It's already 1:15 after.
Isithembiso sesizukulwane lesi. Wathembisa yena. Uza kuba lapha. Izinto azenzayo yena. Yena uzaphinda ukuzenza. Futhi manje inkosi isifikile njalo iyakubiza. Asikhothamseni amakhanda ethu. Ngilamapheji amanye ayisithupha lapha. Kodwa angeke ngingene kulokho. Manje asikhothamseni amakhanda ethu. Ngithembisile ukulichayisisa masinya. Futhi sokudlule elithumi lanhlanu.
Heavenly Father, oh Lord, let it happen again. All these things that I've said, Jesus has come and calls for thee. What does he do when he comes?
Baba osezulwini, onkosi yekela kwenzeke futhi. Zonke lezi zinto engizikhulumileyo, uJesu usefikile futhi uyakubiza. Wenzani yena nxa esiza?
He calls. And let it happen again, Lord. Let thy Holy Spirit come among the people tonight. The Lord Jesus in the form of the Spirit.
Yena uyabiza. Futhi, yekela kwenzeke. Futhi inkosi yekela umoya wakho, ongcwele, ubuye phakathi kwabantu. Kulobu busuku, inkosi uJesu esimeni sika moya.
Let him come tonight and reveal himself. And then manifest himself like those people, how they believe. We will believe also, Lord.
Umvumele yena abuye ebusuku lobo. Njalo ezambule ngokwakhe, futhi ezibonakalise ngokwakhe. Njengalabo bantu bakholwa njani. Sizakholwa lathi Nkosi.
There's many here, maybe it's never had this opportunity. We pray that you'll grant it to them again tonight. Or we ask it for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Kulabanenge lapha, mhlawumbe abangazange babe lethuba leli, siyakhuleka ukuba wena uzabanika lona kulobu busuku, ngoba siyakucela khona ngokodumo lukaNkulunkulu ngebizo likaJesu. Amen.
Yes, sir, sister. Let's go ahead with that. That's fine. Go right ahead. Oh, you're quiet, everybody.
Yikho sibili dadewethu, kodwa nje qubeka ngalokho, kukahle, qubekela phambili, oh, ukuthula sibili lonke.
Do you believe that he has come? He has. Does he still call when he comes? Now, if you just only believe, if you just believe the word of God, God will bring it.
Uyakholwa, yena usebuyile, yena usebuyile. Lokho ebiza yena nxa efika. Manje nxa nje ungakholwa kuphela. Nxa ungakholwa nje ilizwi likaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uzakupha khona.
Now look, I haven't got time to call a prayer line up here. I'm going to call tonight out there, if the Lord willing.
Manje khangela, angila sikhathi sokubizela umzila wokuthandazela phezulu lapha. Ngizababiza ngalobu busuku, phandle ngale, nxa inkosi ithanda.
The Master has come. He's come to fulfill his word in the last day. And what he was then, he is today. What his manifestation or identification was then, it is today because he's still the word of God. You believe that?
Inkosi sifikile. Sebuyile ukuzogcwalisa ilizwi lakhe ngosuku lokugcina. Futhi ayeyikho yena ngale. Yena uyikho lamhlanje. Ayezibonakalisa kumbe ezazisa ngakho yena ngale. Yikho lamhla ngoba ulokho eyilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Liyakukholwa lokho yini?
And the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and the way he did then, the way he's always did, he is still the same. If he would do that just now, would you believe him? Would it make you believe him?
Futhi ilizwi likaNkulunkulu liyadalula imicabango, lezi zindlo zenhliziyo. Futhi indlela enza ngayo ngale yindlela ahlala yena eyenza lokho engofanayo. Nxa engakwenza lokho njengakathesi, ungamkholwa yena, kungakwenza umkholwe yena.
You people out there now, let me look first and see if there's anybody that I know sitting anywhere in here that I know. All that's around up in here that don't know me, raise up your hands. You know what? I don't know nothing about you. You're sick. Raise up your hands. I guess everybody.
Lina bantu panzele. Manje man. Ngikhangela ukuthi ukhona engimaziyo ohlezi loba ngapi lapha engimaziyo lonke likhona phezulu phakathi la elingaziyo mina phakamisani izandla zenu liyakwazi ukuthi angikwazi lutho ngani futhi liyagula phakamisani izandla zenu bona wonke umuntu.
All right, now you believe, you just believe with all your heart. Don't doubt. Have faith.
Kulungile manje kholwa wena. Kholwa nje ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Ungathandabuzi, woba lokukholwa, khola uNkulunkulu.
I'm going to ask you to be real quiet. Be seated. Don't stir around now, please don't. See, you are a soul, body, and spirit. Your spirit and the Holy Spirit is real timid.
Ngizalicela lithule sibili hlalani phansi. Linganyakazi kathesi. Ngicela lingakwenzi bona. Umphefumulo omzimba lomoya futhi umoya wakho futhi umoya ongcwele uyethuka kakhulu.
How many remembers many years ago that the Holy Spirit, when I come by here, told you when I take the people by the hand, he told me this discernment would come and then it go on. You remember that? But he said if you can get the people to believe you. You remember that days many years ago, you got to believe.
Bangaka bakhumbulayo iminyaka eminenge edlulayo ukuthi umoya ongcwele lapho ngize ngibuye lapha ngilitshele lapho ngithatha abantu ngesandla yena wangitshela lokho kudalula kuzakuza futhi kuqubeke liyakhumbula khona khumbula lokho kodwa yena wathi nxa ungenza abantu bakukholwe uyakhumbula lezo nsuku iminyaka eminenge edlulayo kumele ukholwe.
I seen a man, I believe it was down here at the other meeting, sitting right there, and the Holy Spirit, I've been watching when he's preaching. He was a crippled man. He had crutches under his arms.
Ngabona indoda. Ngiyakholwa kwakuphansi lapha komunye umhlangano. Ehlezi khona lapho futhi umoya ongcwele. Bengilokho ngimkhangele, ngichumayela. Waye indoda egogekileyo. Waye le ngodo zokuhambisa phansi kwengalo zakhe.
And just when I started to make the call, Satan come to the man, a black shadow, and I watched it with my own eyes. He got up and walked out. He'll always be crippled, see? And so he worried, he'd been healed right there. If he just see. But just, I don't know why, I guess he just listened to the enemy.
Futhi lapho ngiqala ukubiza, uSatan wafika kuleyo ndoda, ithunzela iminyama futhi ngalikhangela ngawamamehlo, wasukuma futhi waphuma. Uzahlala egogekile uyabona futhi ke yena waye za siliswa khona lapho nxa nje bona kodwa nje angazi indaba ngibona ngani walalela nje isitha.
But if you can stand and watch those shadows, see those things and forms the way they are and watch them how they do, it would be
kodwa ungama njalo ukhangele lawo mathunzi ubone lezo zinto ngezimo indlela eziyikho lokho kuzikhangela ukuba zenze njani bona kuza kuba.
Now I cannot heal. A man that tells you he can heal you, he's wrong. You're already healed. But it's recognizing the presence of Jesus Christ.
Manje angeke ngisilise umuntu okutshela ukuthi uyakusilisa uphambukile usilile kudala kodwa yikunanzelela ubukho buka Jesu Christu.
Now, if Martha knew that if she could see him again, that she'd get her desire because he was the manifested word. Can't we believe that much tonight to believe it? Sure, we ought to.
Manje nga uMaritha wayekwazi ukuthi nga engabona yena futhi ukuthi uzathola akufisayo ngoba wayilizwi elibonakalisiweyo. Angeke sikholwe kangako kulobu busuku. Ukukholwa khona qiniso kumele sikwenze.
He has come. He's come. He's come in the form of the Holy Ghost. That's who he is. Now you just pray.
Yena usebuyile. Yena usebuyile. Yena usebuyile esimeni sikaMoya oNgcwele. ngakho unguye yena ayikho manje ukhuleka nje.
See up here, if I had somebody standing here right here by me, you just this praying, see so many people praying. It's all over the building. You just have to watch.
Bona phezula nxa ngangilo munye emila lapha eceleni kwami nje ekhuleka uyabo abantu abaningi bayathandaza kugcwele esakhiweni sonke kumele nje ukukhangela.
He'd say brother Grant, no sir, I couldn't do it. No more you can dream me a dream. See, you might dream you God could have you dream a dream of me, you believe it, but you can't do it yourself.
Angeke uthi chono mfowethu Branham hatshi nomzana angeke ngikwenze kunga ngokuthi wena ungaphuphela iphupho. Bona ungaphupha wena uNkulunkulu angakwenza wena uphuphe ngami. Uyakukholwa lokho kodwa awungeke uzenzele ngokwakho.
You can't say, brother Graham, I'm going to dream a dream of you. How? No, you can't do that. Neither can I see a vision. Ever who gives a dream to you, that's the one who has to do it. Same way it is by vision.
Awungeke utsho lokho mfowethu Branham, ngizaphupha iphupho ngawe kathesi. Hatshi, awungeke ukwenze lokho. Angeke nami ngibone umbono. Loba ngubani okunika iphupho, nguye okumele akwenze. Indlela efanayo ngombono.
See a man sitting right here at the end of the road with arthritis. If you believe with all of his heart, God will heal him with the arthritis. You believe he'll do it, sir? Sitting out there at the Mexican man sitting at the end of the road, would you believe it?
Ngibona indoda ihlezi lapha ekucineni kwelayini iqaqamba amathambo nxa engakholwa ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke uNkulunkulu uzamsilisa ekuqaqambeni kwamathambo. Uyakholwa yena uzakwenza nomzana ohlezi ngale indoda yeMexico ehlezi ekucineni kwelayini ungakukholwa yini? Konke kulungile nomzana.
The lady sitting next to you, she also has arthritis too. You believe God will heal you, lady? Is this got a rebound to it? I'm afraid that people don't hear it. You will? All right?
Ikhosikazi elihlezi eceleni kwakho, liqaqamba amathambo lalo. Uyakholwa uNkulunkulu uza kusilisa, Nkosikazi. Lokho kulokuchaya kuphenduka kukho. Ngesaba abantu abakuzo. Uzakholwa konke kulungile.
How about the other little Mexican lady sitting by her? She suffers with a stomach trouble. You believe God will heal your stomach, lady? She got it. When I see that light go down, that means it happened. Yeah. That's it. It struck her. There it was swirling right around. That does it. When you can find faith, see, many things he could not do because of their unbelief.
Lelige elinye ikhosikazi elincane le Mexico. Elihlezi eceleni kwakhe ubulawa luhlupho lwesisu. Uyakholwa uNkulunkulu uzasilisa isisu sakho Nkosikazi? Ukutholile lapho ngibona lokho kukhanya kusehlela lokho kutsho ukuthi kwenzakele. Yikho kumthayile khona nankuya khona kubhoda kukhanqa yikho okwenzayo. Bona lapho yena ethola ukukholwa bona izinto eziningi yena ngazenzanga ngenxa yokungakholwa kwabo.
Here's a lady sitting here praying, right? She's scared, she should be. She's got a cancerous condition, real bad. I don't know you, but God knows you.
Nanti Nkosikazi lihlezi lapha liyathandaza khona la. Uyesaba kumele ulesimo semvukuzane kubi sibili. Angikwazi mina kodwa uNkulunkulu uyakwazi wena.
You believe that God can tell me about this cancer or something other? Look at me. There's so many that are praying, this is what I'm saying it for. Look at us.
Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu engangitshela ngalimvukuzane kumbe enye into ethile. Ngikhangela banengi ngale abathandazayo. Uyabona yikho engutholoyo. Sikhangele.
Now, yes, you're not from here. This is not your home. You're from a place called Porterville, California. That's right.
manje yebo awuveli la leli kasilo khaya lakho uvela endaweni ethiwa Porterville California yikho kanye
you believe God can tell me who you are you know your name is Mrs. Wyndham that's right now believe the cancer only if thou canst believe that's all God asks you if thou canst believe
uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu engangitshela ukuthi ungubani yena uyazi ibizo lakho ungukosikazi Wyndham ikho kanye manje kholwa lemvukuzane iza kuthiya nxa ungakholwa yikho kuphela uNkulunkulu acela ukuba ukwenze nxa ungakholwa
you believe that with all your heart somebody in this section in here can't you believe the master has come and called for you He's calling you from death to life, from sickness to hell.
Awukukholwa yini lokho ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Umunye kuleli cele phakathi ngapha. Awungeke ukholwe. Inkosi isibuyile njalo ikubizile. Yena uyakubiza ekufeni usiya empilweni. Ekuguleni usiya ekuphileni kahle.
Here's a man sitting right back here. Head down praying. He's really not praying for himself. He's praying about somebody else. It's a girl. It's his daughter.
Nansi indoda ehleze emuva la. Ikhanda likhotheme. Uyakhuleka. Kayisikho ukuthi uyazithandazela ngokwakhe. Uthandazela omunye othile. Inkazana. Indodakazi yakhe.
You believe, sir? You got trouble with your legs. You got trouble with your knee. That's right. No need to weep. That's him there by you.
Uyakhola nomzana. Ulohlupho enyaweni zakho. Ulohlupho edolweni lakho. Yikho kanye akudingi ububula nguye. Yena lapho duze kwakho.
Your daughter's in a hospital, isn't she? Tuberculosis case. You believe the master has come and called for her. Will you believe this, your father? You will? May he visit her tonight and you may it be over.
Indodakazi yakho isesibhedlela kakho yini indaba yofuba kholwa wena uyakholwa inkosi isibuyile futhi iyambiza ungakholwa njengoyise uzakholwa makamvakatshele yena kulobu busuku lawe makube ngokuphelileyo
Here's a little boy, little brown-faced boy. He's suffering with a skin disease, an asthma. Little Mexican boy saying. He isn't from here. He's from San Jose. You believe, son?
Na ngumfana omncane, umfana omncane, olobusundu ubuso, obulawa ngumkhuhlane wejwabu. Eliyasima umfana omncane uMexico umfana uMexico ohlezi lapha kaveli lapha uvela eSan Jose uyakholwa ndodana
Another thing your father is here with you He's a minister That is right You believe God can tell me what your name is Will you make you believe real strong Your name is Reuben Now believe
Enye into ubaba wakho ulapha lawe ungumfundisi lokho uqondile uyakhole ukuthi uNkulunkulu engangitshela ukuthi ibizo lakho ngubani ungakwenza ukholwe kakhulu oqinileyo ibizo lakho nguRuben manje kholwa uNkulunkulu uzakusilisa
The master has come and he calls for you oh sinner Oh, sick person, don't you see the master manifested in the human beings between believers?
Inkosi sibuyile, futhi yena iyakubiza. Oh, soni, oh, muntu ogulayo, ngawuboni yini inkosi, ibonakalisiwe ebantwini, phakathi kwamakholwa.
He's come to call his believing children to health. He's come to call the sinner to repentance. Backslider, church member, the master has come. And calls for you.
Yena uze biza abantwana bakhe abakholwayo ekuphileni kuhle yena uzebiza isoni ekuphendukeni ubu yele muva lunga lebandla inkosi sibuyile futhi yakubiza.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it for your need right now? If you do, raise up your hand and say, I believe for my need. Then raise up on your feet now and accept it. The master is come and calls for thee. Hey, whoever you are, whatever need you have, Lord, the master has come and he calls for you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Uyakukholwa lokho. Uyakukholwa khona okwendingeko yakho kathesi. Nxa kunjalo phakamisa isandla sakho. Uthi ngiyakholelwa indingeko yami. Ngakho sukuma ume kathesi njalo ukwamukele inkosi sibuyile futhi yakubiza futhi loba ungubani loba yipi indinge olayo inkosi sibuyile futhi yena iyakubiza yena ungofanayo izolo lamhla laphakade.
That little woman went into the city and said, come see a man who told me what was wrong. You didn't go into the city, you come and seen it yourself. So the master has come and calls for thee.
Lo owesifazane omncane waye emzini njalo wathi uzandibona indoda yona engitshele obe kuhlupha wena kawuyanga emzini ubuyele njalo wakubona ngokwakho ngakho inkosi sibuyile futhi iyakubiza.
Raise up your hands and raise it and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, forgive me, I'm a backslider, take me back, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost, heal me, I'm sick, heal me, I'm crippled, make me well. The master has come and calls for thee. Raise up your hands now and give him praise. Amen.
Phakamisa izandla zakho futhi umdumise yena njalo uthi Nkosi Jesu ngiyisoni ngithethelele ngingobuyela emuva ngibuyisele Nkosi ngidinga umoya ngcwele ngigcwalise ngiyagula ngiselise ngigogekile ngenze ngiphuluke Nkosi isibuyile futhi iyakubiza. Phakamisa isandla sakho manje njalo umnike yena udumo. Amen.
Give us a little card here. I will praise you. I will praise you. You believe?
Sinike ikhodi encane lapha. Ngizamdumisa yena. Ngizamdumisa yena. Uyazi? Ngizamdumisa yena. Uyakwazi lokho? Awuyazi? Uyakholwa yini?
Ngizamdumisa yena.
Ngizamdumisa
yena.
Oh, praise
umuntu elahlatshelwa izono. Nigen yena inkazimulo lonke lina bantu ngoba kazi lakhe ligeze wonke amatshata.
Now, don't you love the saying to him while he's here? He's the spirit moving around through the building. He knows your heart, knows all about you. Let's sing it to him with all of our heart.
Liyamthanda yena. Manje galithanda ukumhlabelela yena. Lapho elapha yena na. Yena ngumoya ehamba ebhota phakathi kwesakhiwo. Uyazazi inhliziyo zenu. Ukwazi konke ngani. Asihlabeleleni kuye ngenhliziyo zethu zonke.
Raise
your hands when you do it. That is crazy.
Phakamisani izandla zenu lapho likwenza. Manje nje mdumiseni yena.
Mdumiseni yena.
Oh,
dumisa iwundlu. Elahlatshelwa izono. Oh, nikeni yena. Kazi mulo lonke lina bantu. Ngoba igazi lakhe ligeze wonke amatshata.
Oh, khosikazi wena osesitulweni esilamavili, nxa ungakholwa nje okwengezwe kancane khonapho, asizameni kanye futhi ngimelele okunye.
Ngizama dumisa yena. Ngizam dumisa yena. Oh, dumisa iwundlu elahlatshelwa izonikeni yena inkazimulo lonke lina bantu ngoba igazi lakhe ligeze wonke amatshata.
Oh, while we sing that again, turn around, get a hold of somebody's hand while we sing and sing all praising. Come on, all together now.
Manje sisahlabela leyo njalo chibilika bambi isandla somunye lapho sihlabela yona hlabela ngizamdumisa yena asiqale sonke endawonye manje
ngizamdumisa yena ngizamdumisa yena dumisa iwundlu elahlatshelwa izoni nikeni yena inkazimulo lonke lina bantu ngoba igazi lakhe ligeze wonke amatshata.
Oh, sinner friend, won't you walk up here now? Come up and give him praise, all you people that wants to confess him as Savior in his presence while the saints are worshiping in the Spirit. Won't you come here and stand?
Oh, mngane oyisoni. Angeke uze phezulu lapha kathesi woza ngapha futhi umnike yena udumo lonke lina bantu elifuna ukuvuma yena njengomsindisi ebukhoneni bakhe abancwele besakhunza besemoyeni awungeke ubuye lapha ume.
I want to give him praise. I want to come. I'm not ashamed of him. I want the world to know that I accept him as my Savior right here while he's present. Come while we sing it.
Uthi ngifuna ukufakaza kulobo busuku ngifuna ukumnika yena udumo ngifuna ukubuya angilanhloni ngaye ngifuna umhlaba wazi ukuthi ngiyamamukela yena njengomsindisi wami khona lapha esisekhona woza sisayihlabelela yona
ngizamdumisa yena
awungeke ubuye
ngizamdumisa yena
dumisa
iwundlu elahlatshelwa izoni omnikeni yena inkazimulo lonke lina bantu ngoba igazi lakhe ligeze wonke amatshata.
Come right up here, sister, stand here. Some other person that wants him to be your Savior right now is not ashamed. He said, if you're ashamed of me before man, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and the Holy Angel.
Oh, yikho khosikazi, buya khona la. Ngubani omunye oza kuze ebukhoneni buka Kristu. Buya khona phezulu la, tate wethu mana la. Abanye abathile abantu abafuna yena. Abe ngumsindisi wenu. Khona kathesi abangela nhloni yena wathi nxa lingaba lenhloni ngami phambi kwabantu ngizaba lenhloni ngani phambi kwababa wami lengilozi ezincwele.
If you're not ashamed of him now and you want him for your Savior while he's here, you see him, it's so perfect, the word itself making known. Come up while the saints are worshiping him. Won't you come up?
Nxa ungela nhloni ngaye kathesi futhi ufuna yena abe ngowakho umsindisi eseselapha yena umbonile yena khona kuphelele ilizwi ngokwakhe likwazisa khona woza phezulu abangcwele besakhonza manje awungeke ubuye.
God bless you, sir. Here comes an old lady coming to a real age. Won't you come now?
UNkulunkulu akubusise nomzana nanto lisiza ikhosikazi elidala use luphala sibili awungeke ubuye manje. Ihlabelele manje yikho sibili bantu abatsha uzani lihanqi dumisani nje uNkulunkulu akubusise khosikazi yiyo indlela yokwenza uNkulunkulu alibusise bancinyane
nigeni yena ikazimulo lonke lina bantu ngoba igazi lakhe ligeze wonke amachata.
While the ministers are going to these people now, won't somebody else come? Backslider, will you come? Say, I'm ashamed of my life. Here he is. You believe me to be God's servant, raise your hands. Well, Jesus Christ is in the midst of us.
Amen.
Won't you come?
Abafundisi besaya kulaba bantu. Manje omunye angeke abuye, obuyele emuva, ungabuya uthi ngilenhloni ngempilo yami. Nangu yena, liyangikholwa ukuthi ngiyinceku kaNkulunkulu. Phakamisani izandla zenu. Ngani uJesu Kristu uphakathi kwethu? Awungeke ubuye.
Miguel yena inkazimulo.
Awungeke ubuye umnike yena inkazimulo.
Bantu,
ngoba
igazi lakhe ligeze.
Martha, are you coming or are you going to sit in the house with Mary? Are you going to stay back in some organization and say, oh, my church don't believe it this way?
Marita, uyabuya, gumbe uzahlala endlini lo Maria. Uzasala emuva enhlanganweni ethile futhi uthi, oh, ibandla lami kalikholwa ngalindlela.
When Christ is made manifest, are you going to sit back and say that? Are you coming out? Well, I'll tell you, when I fall today, this is the hour, death hangs around you like Christ's daughter. Come now!
Lapho uKristu ebonakaliswa, uzahlala emuva futhi lokho, gumbe uyaphuma. Kahle ngiza kutshela lapho. Hatshi namuhla, yilo leli ihola, ukufa kulengele kuwe, njengendodakazi kaJairus. Woza manje.
Backslider, come now. Sinner, come now. This is the time. The master has come and he calls for you. He's calling you.
Obuyele muva. Woza manje. Soni, woza manje. Lesi yiso isikhathi. Inkosi sibuyile futhi yona iyakubiza. Yena uyakubiza.
You say, how do I know? He's using my voice. If he uses my voice to tell sickness, afflictions, and things, don't you know he's calling also for sin? Come out! Come now! This may be the last opportunity you'll ever have.
Uthi ngikwazinjani, yena usebenzisa iphimbo lami, nxa yena esebenzisa iphimbo lami, ukwazisa ukugula, ukuhlupheka lezinto, awukwazi yena, uyabiza njalo ngesono. Phuma, woza manje. Leli kungaba lithuba lokugcina ozafa walithola.
Once more, this morning you ought to come, friends. I don't want to embarrass you to call you out like this. That's not right. You sometimes maybe the Pharisees thought they were saved, but they wasn't. You're thinking the same thing. Come now, be sure. Don't just take a halfway chance on it.
Kube kanye njalo. Banengi phakathi lapha abamele beze bangani. Angifuni kuliyangisa. Ukulibiza egcekeni kanje akulunganga nga ungenelisi kwesinye isikhathi mhlawumbe labo abafarisi bacabanga ukuthi basindisiwe kodwa babe ngesikho ukucabanga into efanayo woza manje woba leqiniso ungathathi nje ingxenye yethuba kukho. Nga kulokuthandabuza okuncane enqondweni yakho. Ungathathi thuba, buya ke manje. Manje lesi yiso isikhathi kathesi usavulekile umthombo. Esiselapha umoya engcwele, inkosi isibuyile.
Give it over. Come on now. The master has come and calls for thee. That's right. He's keeping on.
Lokho kuthandabuza okuncane. Yikho yena azama ukukutshela. Uyathandabuza. Kunikele. Buya ke manje. Inkosi ibuyile futhi iyakubiza wena. Yikho kanye. Qubeka nje usiza. Qubeka usiza.
Yisa. Tumisa. Yena. Gizamu. Tumisa.
Awungeke ubuye umnike yena udumo.
Tumisa. Iwundlu. Ela satelwa izo unigen yena inkazimulo lonke lina bantu ngoba igazi lakhe likheze wonke amachata. time.
Now while the sinners are coming, acclaiming, let the people give me praise as we sing now. Up with your hands, sing the praise now, all together.
Manje zisabuya izoni, ukuzomthatha yena, yegela abantu, bemnike yenu dumo, lapho sihlabela manje, liphakamise lezandla zenu. Hlabelani ukumdumisa yena manje sonke ndawonye.
Dumisa yena iwundlu elahlatshelwa izono.
Just give me praise, you people around here. Pray, ask him to forgive you. That's what he'll do. The master has come and calls for you.
God bless you.
Nigeni yena nje udumo lina bantu elihanqe lapha khulekani mceleni yena elithethelele yikho yena azakwenza inkosi isibuyile futhi iyakubiza uNkulunkulu alibusise.